Dental in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Live in a money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, summer's come to an end, but we are ready to help you take on your fall projects. If you've got some ideas on projects you'd like to get done, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are ready to grab our tools and get to work for you. Inside or out, first floor, second floor, basement, attic, you name it. We've got some tips, some ideas to help you get those projects done once, get them done right, and then you can move on to more projects, because there is a never-ending list, at least there is around our houses, and I'm sure around yours as well. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com. Well, the warm weather has passed, but your fresh supply of veggies doesn't have to. We're going to give you some tips on how to turn your summer vegetable garden into a fall vegetable garden.
Plus, as the temperatures go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. We're going to share a few simple steps that you can take around your home to reduce energy use and save money, too.
And if you're ready for a healthy alternative to the cost and all the waste of bottled water, we're going to review water filters that can be installed in your home's plumbing system and deliver great-tasting water at a tiny fraction of the cost of buying bottled.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are your fall project plans, you guys? You do an inside work, you do an outside work. Whatever it is, we here at Team Money Pit are here to lend a hand.
Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you do, you may also win a set of four trigger clamps we're giving away from Jorgensen. They are heavy duty. They can be used with just one hand, making them great for DIYers and crafters alike. They're worth $120 going out to one caller, one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Dan in Louisiana on the line who's had some damage from recent storms and needs some help figuring out the next steps. Tell us what happened.
The problem is we got hit hard with the hurricane. My roof is gone. My house has shifted off its piers.
Wow.
And the adjuster or the insurance guy came out and said, oh, no, we can't pay for that. You know, that's not, you know, we're not going to do that. And, you know, just a lot of things on the inside where I had water damage, sheetrock not coming down, but I could tell there's water marks on it. And they're saying, well, we'll just patch that little hole right there. And, yeah, I can't do that. You know, I want the whole ceiling painted. It won't look good. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. So, Dan, let me ask you something. The insurance adjuster that came out, this is somebody that works for your homeowner's insurance company?
Yes.
All right. What you need, sir, is a public adjuster. A public adjuster is an insurance adjuster that works in the private sector. And the way public adjusters work is they will sign a contract with you where they will represent you to the insurance company.
Okay.
And now you've got one adjuster, an expert adjuster against the other. And the way they get paid is by a percentage of the claim that they get for you. So it's kind of a no-lose situation when you hire a public adjuster. The thing is that, you know, the public adjuster, they're not going to be bamboozled by the insurance company because they know their business. So okay. I would focus, your next step is I would focus on trying to find a good quality public adjuster. Now, I don't know your area. I don't know who's working in that area. I don't know whether public adjusters in that area are licensed or not. If you have an attorney or an accountant or somebody like that that you trust, see if you can get some leads on a good quality public adjuster and then have them represent you to the insurance company, because you're exactly right. You know, when it comes to those sorts of things, you know, you don't want a minor repair done when you need a major repair, or you don't want a touch up. I mean, how can you get touch up a ceiling? Let's say the paint on the ceiling is 5 or 10 years old. You can't just touch that up. You got to repaint the entire ceiling. I don't care if the leak spot was 2 inches wide.
That's right. I want to be whole, you know?
Right. Yep. And that's why you pay for the insurance, and you're going to have to demand that it be properly handled. So that's your next step. You got to find a good quality public adjuster to represent you.
Where would I find that public adjuster? If I don't have a lawyer, you're a friend and all, where would I find, is it, are they in like a telephone book or?
I'm sure you could find one online, but
okay.
Again, there's good ones and there's bad ones. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a community there of people you know if you can trust, whether it's not a lawyer or a realtor. You know, I don't know who else you have, you know, in your community there, but I'm just going to be just get some references, get some referrals, try to find people that they've had some experience with. Take your time, find the right guy. Don't just get the first guy that shows up at your door. Just, you know, take your time and find a good person. And I think you'll find that your experience with your insurance company after that will be make a lot more sense.
That sounds wonderful, Tom. I really appreciate y'all calling and taking my call. It's miserable over here. It's like a bomb went off in this city. There's 90% homes that will be re-roofed, and you know I only have a roof in my house to be re-leveled. People have trees that are splitting their homes in half, you know. But what you see is a community coming together, and everybody's being humble. It's wonderful. You know, you look for the good in this stuff, and God blesses you somehow,
yep.
You know.
Well, listen, Dan, we went through Hurricane Sandy up here not too long ago, several years ago, and we saw our share of devastation, and you guys certainly have seen a lot more than we have. And I'm so pleased that your community is as strong as it is and coming together like it is. And I think that it's going to take some time, but you will heal from this, and you will rebuild from this and hopefully be stronger than ever before. And listen, as this process goes on, you call us back anytime that we can lend a hand, and you spread that word to your neighbors as well, okay?
I will, and you don't know how important y'all are to us. You know, I listen to y'all all the time, and it's y'all are a blessing, so you're godsend, so Godspeed to y'all. You know, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dan, and good luck to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now we've got Gail on the line who's got a question about a washing machine. Tell us what's going on.
I heard you say one day about you're going to tell people how to clean their washing machine, and I stayed around, but then I had to go outside, and when I came back, it was all over.
Okay.
And it's just got a gray, you know, it's, of course, it's white machine, but you can see gray up to a certain point, or light gray. It's not the same white. And so I need to do something to learn how to keep it clean.
All right. So are we talking about cleaning it from a health sanitary perspective, or are you talking about just wiping down the outside?
No, the inside of the tub.
Right. So what you want to do first is you want to run a empty load with probably about 3 or 4 cups of bleach, about 3 times what you normally would put in a load. And what this does is this will sanitize a lot of the internal plumbing without risking damaging your clothes. You want to run an empty hot water load with about 3 or 4 cups of bleach. Now, the other thing that you want to do, is this a front load or a top load?
Top load.
So with the top load, you don't take the step. But for those listening that have a front load, you want to take a bleach and water solution and wipe the seal of the rubber gasket around the door all the way around, because a lot of times you'll get some debris that will form in that seal, and it will grow some bacteria, and then it can really smell. So wiping that seal down is important as well. So that's actually a pretty simple way to sort of sanitize your washing machine, because in some instances, you can have bacteria that stays behind, but by running the empty load with bleach and hot water, that will clear it out.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. It's the fall season, which is perfectly the best time of year for all kinds of home improvement projects, inside, outside. The colors are inspiring. It really is just the best season of the year, in my opinion. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. If you've got a home repair or home improvement question, 24/7, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, eating fresh and local does not have to end when summer does. We're going to have tips for transforming a summer vegetable garden into a fall harvest when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com, I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Hey, this is Joe Namath, and let me tell you, it's no fun getting sacked, believe me, especially by a home improvement project. Stay in the game and listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you so much for being a part of our program. If you enjoyed the Money Pit, please share that news with a friend, with a relative. If somebody has a house and they're like, if you know somebody who likes to take on home improvements and you think maybe they might enjoy the show, we would certainly appreciate if you would share the show and the Money Pit podcast by posting a message on your social media. And remember, you can pass on our phone number as well, 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will get back to you if we're not in the studio the next time we produce the program.
That's right. And one of you who calls in this hour with a question will be chosen to win a great prize. It's a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. They're really fantastic because they have easy-hold bar clamps, which allow for rapid and easy clamping. And then you can easily convert them into spreader clamps. I mean, it's super great to give you an extra hand when you're trying to keep something together and you just can't do it on your own. And the deep-reach pads are going to help protect your work. This is a prize that's going out to one lucky caller this hour.
It's worth $120 going out to one a person. One, only one. And you know what? We get a set of four clamps, two 12-inch and two 36-inch. So call us right now with your question. It could be you. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we're heading to California. We've got Steve on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, recently I'd heard of a new type of insulation. Supposedly it's what they use out on the space shuttles and to protect people. It's a reflective metal.
I think you're talking about radiant barrier. Is that right?
Is that what it is? I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah. You know, it's not only a type of insulation. It's designed to reflect some of the UV rays of the sun back out, or reflect the heat off of the insulation, try to keep it off the insulation and keep it up towards the top of the roof. My concern with radiant barrier is it overheats the shingles and shortens the roof life. There's a lot better ways to save energy than radiant barrier, starting with making sure that you have the right levels of insulation in your attic space, and secondly, making sure that you have the right amount of ventilation venting that attic space. So today, you want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation if you use fiberglass in the attic, and you need to have a fully vented ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof and fully open soffit vents. And those two things working together are going to make sure you have energy savings all year round. But it's no miracle fix here. There's no, the new space discovery with this stuff. It's been around as long as I've been on the radio, and that's a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you have fiberglass, you can add additional bats on top of what you have. You can add additional unfaced insulation laying on top of what you have. Just make sure you don't put storage on top of it because you don't want to squish it. You want it to be fluffy. And then make sure you have a fully open ridge vent and soffit vents at the overhang. Okay?
So I knew I needed soffit, a big gable vent or something like that.
A ridge vent's much better than a gable vent. It's more efficient because the ridge is always in an area of depressurization. In other words, as wind blows over your ridge, the peak of the roof, it wants to draw air out of the attic. And as wind blows against the side of the house, it pushes air in the soffits. So the air goes in the soffit, underneath the roof sheathing, taking away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter, and then exits at the ridge. And that cycle just repeats itself 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I put in ridge vents, so I just have to go up there on the ridge, take off the top shingle, lay, cut back the plywood.
That's right. Just cut the slot in and drop a new vent right on top of it.
Well, thank you very much for clearing that up with me. I probably saved myself a lot of money.
Happy to help, Steve. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, that steady stream of veggies from your garden might be coming to an end, but if you want to keep the produce coming well into the cooler weather, you can by transitioning your summer veggie garden into a fall vegetable patch.
Yes, veggies like broccoli, cabbage, lettuce, spinach, mustard greens, beets, turnips, these all grow very well in cooler weather. And the key is to rejuvenate your soil, replenishing all of the nutrients that it's spent growing those summer veggies.
So first step, pull out the plants that are done producing and yank out any loose weeds or debris. We just took out all of our cucumbers. We had a great season of cucumbers, but you know, cucumbers, when you grow them, they take over everything.
They
do not hold back. They go up the side of the house. They go on the fence. They just go anywhere they can. But when they're done, they're done. So pull those out. Then you can add compost and mulch and layer in some straw or hay on top of it. This is going to insulate the garden when the temperatures start to drop.
Now, most fall veggies can endure a little bit of frost, but you can extend their season by up to a month by adding a frost blanket on top of the hay.
Now, for new fall veggies, just sow a seed every 1 to 2 inches, and before you know it, you'll replace those store-bought salad fixings with a fresher version from your very own backyard garden.
Betsy in Georgia needs some help tackling a ceiling project. What's going on?
My question is how to remove popcorn ceilings. We have a bonus room above our garage that the popcorn ceiling was falling down in spot.
Okay.
And we scraped and scraped, and we wasn't getting very far with it. And we damaged the drywall with gouges from being scraped. Okay. So my husband put stippling on the ceiling to cover up the gouges, and I don't think it looks good at all. It looks
So he kind of put more texture back on where he had the old texture?
Yes.
Yeah, so now you have to remove the stippling, which is probably done with spackle, correct?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, went from bad to worse. You know what I would do if I wanted a really clean ceiling and that was the situation? I would knock down as much of that as was physically possible so it's nice and flat, make sure as much of the popcorn is gone as possible, and then I would put a second layer of drywall over the whole thing, tape it, prime it, paint it, and be done with it. You'll have a brand new ceiling.
Bury it. Hide it.
I'm like, bury it. Because that drywall is probably so damaged now from the scraping off of the old popcorn to the adding of the stipple, and then you're going to have to sand and get rid of that. I just don't think that all the work that's going to be worth you putting into that is just not worth it. You're just not going to get a really clean look. So why don't you just put a second layer of drywall over it? It's really clean, easy to do, and it will look much, much better in the long run.
All right. And then we have our other ceilings have popcorn, but we haven't tackled that. So is there an easier way to get it off?
Well, here's the right way to do it, is that you would dampen it, and then you would scrape it.
So you use like a paint sprayer or like a garden pump sprayer, and then you just lightly spray that on the ceiling, you know, get it wet. You're going to have to cover everything. It is a messy job. And then you just scrape it away with like a spackle knife.
And by the way, though, if you want to buy yourself some time and maybe what happens with the popcorn, it gets dirty and gringy looking, you can actually paint that. There's a special type of roller that's a very thick roller that's got sort of slits in it, and presses the paint up inside the sort of the pieces of popcorn, and you can get a nice, bright, clean look to it. So it is possible to paint that and have it look a lot nicer and a lot cleaner.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Betsy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Doug in Iowa's got a wallpaper question. What can we do for you today?
My parents live in an old Victorian mansion in southwest Iowa, built around 1919. And this is not original wallpaper, but it's starting to kind of peel away from the top of the ceiling line. And I didn't know what was a good way to, I guess, re-adhere that to the wall. And what would you recommend?
So it's just where the top section of the wallpaper meets that wall ceiling joint.
Correct.
Hmm. Now, does it seem like it's happening all across the entire wall, or is it just a piece here and there? Is it just at corners? What's the situation?
Pretty much just this one, these two strips meet, and I'm not sure, you know, why that occurred there, but the wallpaper is just starting to peel back a little bit.
Okay. Well, there is a glue that you can buy, and I want to say it's called Seam Fixer or Wallpaper Seam Fixer, and it's sort of like a bottled version of wallpaper paste, and it really is the best solution that I've seen for smaller fixes of wallpapering. I just recently used it because my four-year-old has become fascinated with our foyer wallpaper and has started to peel at areas. And as much as I love them, I'm like, dude, let's not do this. And it really does seem to do the trick.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll look into that.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Remember, you can reach us anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or your home improvement question. Coming up, if you're looking to save money on your energy bills, we've got fast and easy do-it-yourself home energy upgrades next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love to hear about what you are working on, what project you have on your to-do list this fall. We'd love to help you get those projects done. If you don't know where to start or you're stuck in the middle of a job, call us right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tracy in New York's on the line with a gutter question. How can we help you with this project?
I'm thinking about getting gutters put on my house, but I'm not sure what I need to know and what I should ask when I have the contractors come over to do the quote.
All right, so you have no gutters right now?
That's correct.
Okay, so here's a couple things to think about. First of all, what you want are seamless gutters. So the way they're made is the contractors come out and the gutter material is actually in a sheet stock, and it's on a roll of metal, and they run it through a forming machine that actually creates the shape of the gutter. And this way, they can make the gutters the exact length that you need for the different sections of your house. Now, the number of spouts that you put in the gutter is important because you want to have less than 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface per spout, or the gutters will back up and get overwhelmed. So pay attention to that. Also think about where the downspouts come down. You don't want them dumping water right at the corner of the foundation, because that will collect there and it can soak in, it can weaken the foundation, it can flood a basement or crawl space. Just generally a bad idea. So you want the downspout to extend at least 3 to 4 feet away from the foundation. If you had a water problem, I'd tell you to take it out further. But if you don't have a problem, at least 3 to 4 feet out. So if you have, you know, one downspout and you have one section of gutter and you have a choice as to whether the downspout's on the left and the right, use your head about thinking about that. Now, don't bring it out near a walkway or something like that. Bring it out on the opposite side of the house. Now, the other thing to think about is gutter guards, whether or not you want to put them in or not, because when you get gutters, you're going to get the need to clean those gutters. And there are such a wide variety of gutter guards that are available today. The kind that seem, in my experience, to work the best are those that work on surface tension. So these have sort of a complete cover to them, and the leaves will wash over them, and the water hangs this cover or maybe goes through some louvered slots and falls into the gutter. So think about that. Check out with the company whether or not they offer a gutter guard option at the time of the installation. And this way you can get it sort of all done at the same time. And then one other trick of the trade is that before you attach these to the house, do you know if the fascia is wood right now or is it aluminum? What are you going to be attaching it to?
Wood, I believe.
So this is the perfect time for you to paint it. This is your one and only golden opportunity to put a couple of good coats of exterior paint on that, because once that gutter is attached, you're never ever going to take them off, or at least not for a heck of a long time. So get a couple of good coats of paint on that fascia now before you put the gutter on so that it's protected.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the temperatures go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. Here are a few fast and easy fixes to stop the less well-known sources of energy leaks. Well, for example, you might be surprised to learn how cold air can make its way into your living space through the lights and outlets on those exterior walls. Now, the solution is simple. You just add pre-fit plastic foam outlet gaskets behind those cover plates, and that's going to seal the drafts.
Now, another place the heated air inside your home escapes, escapes in huge quantities, is through the chimney. If you're fortunate enough to have a fireplace, great. But all the time you're not using that fireplace, warm air from your house is making its way up the chimney and out. And that's just a big waste of energy. Now, an easy fix is to insert something that is called a chimney balloon into the flue. It's basically sort of a sturdy plastic balloon that inflates to fit your chimney, and it acts as a plug to prevent that unwanted airflow from getting in there and finding its way out. The good news is that it's easy also to remove when you want to use that fireplace.
Now, caulk is a great way to keep water out around the outside of your windows, but did you know that it can also stop drafts on the inside of the windows? Now, cold drafts can leak through exterior walls and make it into your house as well. So to seal those out, you add a bead of caulk between the interior window trim and the wall.
And speaking of windows, here is one more very little-known trick. Lock your windows. Now, of course, we want you to lock them if you're going away, but you should always keep them locked even when you're home, because if you've ever noticed the lock in a double-hung window, you know that when you rotate it, it actually pushes the window down to the sill. And in doing so, it creates a very tight seal. So if you lock the windows, you'll actually also seal out some drafts as well. 888-666-3974. If all this talk of saving energy has got you thinking about some questions you'd like to get answered, now would be a great time to call us. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your question at moneypit.com.
Buck in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I was calling to ask a question about a built-up roof. About 4,000 square foot. I was thinking about taking and putting a coating on top of it. No insulation in the attic. And I was wanting to know if it really would actually defer the heat in the lower floor by putting a brilliant white roof coating on top.
Well, those types of roof paints do have UV reflectors in there, and they're designed to make the roof cooler, and certainly it will be a heck of a lot cooler than the black roof that you're starting with. So I think that that's probably a good idea in your situation, especially being in such a warm part of the country, Buck.
Any particular product brand that you can suggest going on top of tar?
No, but make sure it's a roof paint. I mean, typically you use a fibrous aluminum paint for something like that. What you really want to look for is the UV reflectivity of it, because the more UV it reflects, the better the job it's going to do. And by the way, it will also extend the roof life as well, because the cooler the roof is, that means less of the oil is going to evaporate out of the asphalt, and it'll last a lot longer.
Okay.
Buck, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We'd love to give you a hand with whatever it is you're working on at your home, so give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, if you're a big drinker of bottled water, we're going to share some tips on a whole house water filter system that saves both money and delivers great tasting water. Coming up.
Live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs, or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Making good home. homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we would love for you to sign up for the Money Pit podcast. You'll get inside information we don't share on the national show, and you'll get your questions answered as well. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
And for one lucky caller to the Money Pit this hour, we've got a great prize. We're giving away a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. Now, they're going to deliver 600 pounds of clamping power. These clamps really are serious workhorses for serious home improvers, crafters, and makers. So make them yours. Give us a call for your chance to win. It's worth $120. If you want to check them out, go to ponyjorgensen.com.
That number again is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Tommy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question concerns my dryer. I moved into a house that had the washer and dryer already here in my laundry room. And when I was cleaning back behind the dryer, the dryer hose is aluminum type, and it's attached with tape, obviously not done correctly. And what I want to know is, what would you recommend? Is there a better dryer vent hose or a tube of some kind? It's a fairly short distance from the wall to the dryer.
If it's the flexible aluminum hose,
mm-hmm.
then that I would probably go ahead and put that back in. If it's vinyl, I would not, but you're sure it's aluminum, right?
It is. It's like shiny aluminum foil.
Yeah. And that's the one that you want there because that's heat resistant.
Oh, you do. Okay. Yes. Rather than the white vinyl, it's better than the white vinyl.
Right. Because the white vinyl could overheat and potentially cause a fire hazard. So the aluminum one is great because it won't hold on to all of that heat. Now, the question is, where does your dryer hose vent to? Does it go to the outside? Has it been cleaned in a while? You know, these are all maintenance things that you need to be doing for your dryer.
Right, Leslie. And that's what I wanted to do because I am so afraid of fire hazards.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so I need to detach it, and it is vented to an outside vent.
So what you should do is get a dryer vent cleaning brush. There is one that's available online called the Gardus Lint Eater. Les and I both have one of these brushes. They're really cool. They're like brushes on the end of fiberglass rods, and you stick them into a drill and just spin them into the vent.
Oh my goodness.
And go back and forth and pull them out, and you'd be amazed how much dust comes out of those things. So that's one. I'm sure you could probably find it at a home center and a hardware store as well, but a dryer duct cleaning brush is what you really need for that.
Okay. And then when I reattach that hose to the vent and then to the dryer, obviously I don't want to use tape, which is what they've used.
There's a big bracket that is sort of like a clamp that fits around that, and it goes over the hose, and the hose goes over the vent, and then it all sort of screws together. And I'm sure you could also find those at a home center or a hardware store. No, you should definitely not tape it together.
I will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your family uses a lot of bottled water, you may be ready for alternatives that cost less but deliver the same great taste. Now, two types of filters do just that for you. You can save money and go green with an under-sink water filter or a whole-house water filter system.
Yeah, and here's how they work. For under-sink filters, now most are what's called dual cartridge filters. They have both carbon block and granular carbon filters. And those dual filters reduce the most common chemicals or contaminants that we find in tap water from municipal sources. This could be stuff like lead and mercury, asbestos, pesticides, and even cysts. They'll also eliminate sediment. They'll get rid of the bad taste and the odors caused by the chlorine that's added to municipal systems as well. You do, however, need to pay close attention to the filters. They've got to be changed about every 6 months or when 500 gallons of water have passed through them. Now, the other type, which is a little bit more convenient, is called a whole house water filter. It's convenient because it's much larger and it's installed at the main water valve, so it pretty much filters all of the water that's going into your house. And it will also trap dirt and impurities like rust, but it can also improve water taste, it can reduce cloudiness, and reduce contaminants. Filtreat, for example, has one that's pretty inexpensive. It's a quick change system. It costs under $100, and those filters last about 12 months. So one way or the other, you don't need to use all that bottled water
water. You don't need to deal with the cost, the expense, or the environmental impact of throwing away the millions of plastic bottles of water we do every year. You can add these filters. They're not expensive. They're pretty easy to install and enjoy great tasting water at home.
Now we've got Rhonda in Washington who needs some help with window cleaning. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi. Well, you know what? We bought new windows, and then my husband turned the sprinkler on, and now we've got water deposits, stains all over these new windows, and it's on the west side of my house, and it's just baked on. And I cannot find any way to get that cleaned off. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
There's actually a super easy trick of the trade. Have you tried white vinegar?
Oh, you know what? I've soaked paper towels in white vinegar and just soaked it on there. It didn't seem to do anything to it.
Ron, have you tried Lime Away?
Uh-uh.
Lime Away is a cleaner that's designed to dissolve mineral deposits, which you have are mineral salts. And it's kind of like CLR. It's made by Reckitt Benckiser. They're a big cleaning manufacturing company. And it works very well on vinyl siding and other vinyl surfaces. And I'm sure it will work well to take those deposits. It'll take lime off and also take rust stains off.
Soak it in, like, in a paper towel and stuff and then just put it on there like that and let it just sit?
No, it's a concentrate. You just mix it.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. Remember, you can call us anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. Still ahead, is your garage so full that it hardly fits your car? Or maybe your car doesn't even get in there at all. We've got some tips on making the most of your garage space when we return.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
It is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your fall to-do list? Put it on our list. Swing it right over by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com or facebook.com/themoneypit.
Now we've got a post here from Sean who reached out to us on Facebook. Now Sean writes, I've decided I'd like to start parking my car inside of the garage. I mean, that's a kind of great idea. Do you have any tips for organizing and storing all of the stuff that's parked in there right now?
Well, that's a great fall project, isn't it? Because it's a time of change, right? We're putting away our lawn equipment and that sort of thing, and we're getting out our shovels and the stuff that we're going to need. So always a good time to think about organization. You know, when it comes to the garage, there's something special about that space, and it's a special danger, and that is, it always concerns me, Leslie, that you got, like, the kids' toys stored next to, like, the pesticide, right? So you got to be really careful to keep that separate. I mean, you got some pretty active boys there at your house.
Oh, for sure.
And I know you're concerned about stuff like that, too.
But, I mean, it's also like, in addition to pesticides, there's tools. And some of the tools are sharp or dangerous or, you know, very curious. And these kids want to, like, just take everything and anything. So you've got to make sure that you keep these items separate. If you do store chemicals or paint items or anything that seems kind of dangerous, you can have a cabinet that has locking doors or at least get them up and out of the way of kids. You know, another thing I like to do is sort of sort things by season and put the stuff that's, you know, in the current season towards the front and the things that are out of season towards the back. So you're constantly kind of rotating what's easier to have access to over the others. And then you've got to look up. I mean, you really need to figure out where you can put extra things that'll allow your car to get in, but still keep your stuff in there.
Absolutely. I was with a buddy of mine this past week, and he wants to get some storage space in his garage. He's got a nice garage, but, you know, he's got a lot of stuff on the walls already. So I said, what about all of the space? He had a big, tall, not an attic space, but a big, tall sort of attic opening area. And we found a really nice shelf on Amazon, 8 feet long, steel, about 2 feet deep, and a whole cable system to support it. And now it looks fantastic, and there's a whole bunch more space up there now that he can use for storage that he never had before.
All right, now we've got a post here from Sam in Kentucky. Now, Sam writes, I have a 100-year-old house that was rewired about 5 years ago. Now I have random on and off circuits and ceiling fixtures going on in one part of the house. Do you have any idea what is causing this?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but that's bad. I mean, you should not have anything going on and off random, and that usually happens when there's a loose wire and there's some arcing or sparking or vibration. There's all sorts of things that could be causing that. If you have had that wired so recently, you need to get in touch with an electrician, Sam, and get that problem diagnosed. There's no way you should be having things go on and off by themselves. If you, when you say random on and off, you're saying that they're tripping circuit breakers, well, then that could be the same issue. You could have some bad wiring there and the circuit breaker is tripping off to protect your wiring from overheating. So when you have that sort of thing happening, you really need to get it looked at. There's very few circumstances where your lights and outlets should not be anything but consistently on or consistently off. And that's not the case here. So get it fixed.
All right, Sam, good luck with that. You don't want to have any sort of dangerous situations at home, especially if you're not at home to monitor if there's a fire or something. So just be safe.
You've been listening to The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this little part of your day with us. We love answering your home improvement questions. We know they come at all times of the day or night, which is why you can call us at all times of the day or night at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or, of course, post your question to our website at moneypit.com. If we're not in the studio when we hear from you, we promise we will call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Trump addressed supporters at the White House Saturday in his first event following treatment for COVID-19.
9 days after testing positive for the coronavirus, the president stood on the White House balcony overlooking a crowd gathered on the South Lawn.
First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How's everyone feeling?
He thanked those who offered their good wishes and prayers during his recovery and promised that a vaccine would soon be approved. And he explained why he's ramping up his campaign travel schedule.
We cannot allow our country to become a socialist nation. We cannot let that happen.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
New Jersey Governor and Trump supporter Chris Christie tweeted Saturday that he's out of the hospital following a battle with COVID-19.
Christie was one of several who attended a Rose Garden event with President Trump and later announced that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie was also with Trump for debate prep. On October 3rd, he tweeted in consultation with doctors he was checking himself into the hospital for treatment because of his risk factors, including asthma. He also said on Twitter he was grateful for all the care and support he'd received and will have more to say later. I'm Julie Walker.
Missouri reported more than 5,000 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday, more than doubling its previous daily record. Over 500,000 customers woke up without power in Louisiana Saturday after Hurricane Delta blew through. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
Because Hurricane Delta was much larger in terms of its wind field, there were more power outages from Delta than there were with Laura. The peak was 688,000 outages across the state of Louisiana. As of noon, that number had decreased to 600,000.
Delta left flooded roads, down power lines, and displaced wildlife. Police used tear gas on demonstrators and arrested 28 people during a third straight night of protest over the lack of charges against a suburban Milwaukee police officer who fatally shot a black teen. This is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
One of the largest coal-fired power plants in the U.S. Southwest could undergo a $1.4 billion overhaul.
The overhaul would be part of a proposal to keep the plant operating for at least another decade while meeting stricter environmental requirements aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Deputy Secretary of Energy Mark Menzies says he believes carbon capture, use, and storage technology, or CCUS, could be a game changer for fossil fuel generation in the U.S. and around the world. Enchant Energy and the City of Farmington are negotiating with Public Service Company of New Mexico and the other owners to acquire the plant and outfit it with new technology. Jeremy House reporting.
Charles Lieber, a Harvard University professor charged with hiding his ties to a Chinese-run recruitment program, sued the Ivy League school over its refusal to pay his legal defense cost, accusing it of turning its back on a dedicated faculty member. This is townhall.com. Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season even started, with intensive care wards filling up again and bars shutting down, making matters worse. Authorities say it's a widespread case of COVID fatigue.
Record high daily infections in several Eastern European countries and sharp rebounds in the hard-hit West have made clear that Europe never really crushed the COVID-19 curve as hoped after springtime lockdowns. Spain this week declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. Italy mandated masks outdoors and warned for the first time since the country became the European epicenter of the pandemic, the health system was facing significant critical issues as hospitals fill up. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Mexico's president has published an open letter to the Roman Catholic Pope calling on the religion to apologize for abuses of indigenous peoples during the conquest of Mexico in the 1500s. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to your next home improvement project. We know it's on your to-do list. We're here to offer you a personalized welcome to get it done. Because if it's sitting on the list and you haven't started yet, it's probably because you don't know where to start, and because you don't have the materials to start, and because maybe you're just not so sure how it's going to turn out. We can make all that go away if you're reaching out and ask for our help. That's what we do here. We stand by and we wait for your calls because we know that you have questions that need to be answered, and we take them at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are your coaches, your advisors,
your cheerleading squad. We know you can get that job done, and we're going to help you do just that. So pick up the phone, call us. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now, if we're not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are, or you could always post your question to the Money Pit Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Coming up on today's show, a fresh coat of paint. Well, that could do wonders for the sale of your house, but using the right colors can actually help sell your home for more money in pretty much any real estate market. We're going to highlight the most valuable colors for kitchens and baths, the paint colors that actually drive up the value of your home and put more money in your pocket.
And coming up, this is the time of year you'll take on that last round of outdoor cleaning, and a pressure washer can make short work of that project. We've got some advice to consider when you're buying one.
And if you're planning a home improvement project, you know you got a budget for materials, right? And you got a budget for the labor. But did you know you also need to budget for the hidden cost of home improvements? We're going to share some of those money drains and tell you how to prepare.
But most importantly, we want to talk to you. What are you guys working on this fall season? Tell us what projects you're dreaming of or maybe in the midst of. Whatever is going on at your Money Pit, we are here to lend a hand.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you call us with your question, we'll also add your name to the Money Pit hard hat for a chance at winning a very cool set of 4 heavy-duty trigger clamps from our friends at Pony Jorgensen. So call us right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Those clamps are worth $120 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us at 888-666-3974. And look at that, Leslie. The phones are ringing. They are calling us. Let's get to it. Who's first?
All right, now we're going to head to Massachusetts, and we've got John on the line. Tell us what is going on at your Money Pit.
The 4 support beams in the basement, near the top of the beams, I'd say like from 2 to 5 inches from the top, there's wet moisture spots. I've tried with the Rust-Oleum, I put a few coats. I put a couple of clear coats and then the oil-based primer and also the paint. And I tried the rusty coat and then with another coat of paint. But it's if they're bleeding.
Right. Yeah. I know what's causing that. So a couple of things are happening here. First of all, you have a damp basement. It's unusually humid in that space. So you need to take some steps to reduce the amount of humidity in that basement. And usually it starts because there's something askew with your drainage conditions outside, like your gutters are clogged or the downspouts are not discharging away from the walls, or the soil around the house is too flat. You're keeping too much water close to the foundation. You got to make sure you move it out 5-6 feet at a minimum. So that's one thing that's going to reduce humidity. Now, the reason it looks like there's water leaking out of the steel beams is because of condensation. The steel beams, when they get cold, especially overnight, and that humidity starts to pick up, the moisture in the air strikes the cold steel, and then because it cools it, it releases water. It's just like when you go outside in a hot summer day and water forms on the outside of an iced tea glass. You don't say, oh, my glass is leaking. No, it's condensation. Well, that's what's happening. Now, the reason that it's forming the rust is because you got water and steel, and I understand that you put primer on there. It may be that the best type of primer for this situation is not just a basic primer. There's a type of primer called a high bond primer, high B-O-N-D. It's basically extra sticky, to use a technical term.
Okay.
And it sticks really, really well to smooth surfaces. And then once that's on there and once it dries real well, then you could put the color coat on top of that. But I suspect that if you take steps to reduce the amount of moisture in that space, you will find that you don't have the water and don't have the rust and may not even have to do any further work on it. We have a post on our website. Just search basement waterproofing on moneypit.com and you'll find a post that we have there with tips and advice on how to actually reduce humidity and moisture and water in the basement. It's also in the footer of the website too, in one of the most frequently read posts section. So I would check that out and follow the step-by-step advice there, and I think you'll find that your problem will magically go away, just as magically as the steel beams leaking without water. The problem will magically go away. Okay, John?
Yeah, I do run a dehumidifier. I run it 2 hours on, 2 hours off, And also, I'm going to be getting an electric heat pump water heater. Will that really help to solve it?
No. What's going to help is if you stop working on the inside of the house and start working on the outside of the house.
Okay.
You've got too much water forming around the foundation perimeter. I don't know why that's happening, but I listed for you the most common causes. And the number one most common cause is something with your gutter.
Okay.
So your downspouts need to be extended away. They need to be clean. They can't get overloaded. They can't, because if they're undersized, you know, sometimes people have not enough downspouts. But if it's working properly, your basement's going to stay a heck of a lot drier. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Next up, we've got Kim, who's dealing with a shower floor issue. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
My shower floor is basically coming up, all the towels coming up, and it's been doing that for a few months, and we're debating should we repair it or should we just replace the whole shower? I mean, it's kind of an old house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and we were thinking, we're getting ready to sell it, so should we put the money in to replace it or should we just try to repair it? I don't want to patch it up for anybody, but if it's repaired, I really want to do a good job to where they can, you know, use it.
So this is sort of a walk-in shower stall. Is that what this is? And it's made of tile?
Made of tile, yes, walk-in.
Listen, the restoration on this is to replace the shower pan. It's a pretty big job because you have to tear out the tile that's there and put in a new pan, which is typically fiberglass today, and then retile over all of that. So that's a big project. Is it leaking now?
No, it's not leaking.
Okay. Well, if it's not, it's just appearance that you're concerned about?
Appearance, right. I mean, it's the tile's basically coming up. We have like a rubber, what do you call those little rubber things that you put in the tile just to stand in the shower.
Right. Yeah, the anti-slip mats and that sort
of
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't know that I would do that repair. If it's not leaking, then you don't really have a responsibility to repair it. Of course, if you want to do a bath renovation, you could. Whether that's going to make your house any more or less likely to sell, I don't know. You really need to know what's going on in your neighborhood. But that's a really big repair to do when it's not necessary, it's not leaking for the sole purpose of trying to sell your house. If it was a cracked shower pan and it was leaking, I'd be telling you something different. But if it's not leaking, I'd leave it alone and put my money elsewhere in terms of fixing up the house.
Great. That's what I need to hear.
All right. There you go. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Remember, you can reach us anytime, 24/7. Tell us what's going on at your house, what you're working on, what you'd like to start working on, and we can give you a hand. 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, a fresh coat of paint can do wonders for the sale of your house, but did you know that some colors can add more home improvement value than others? We're going to highlight the most valuable colors for kitchens and baths after this. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you so much for listening to the program. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and help you with your home improvement questions. You can help yourself by calling us at 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you enjoy the program, we would truly appreciate if you would share the program with your friends on social media.
All right, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. And if you get on the air with us this hour, one of you is going to have a great prize coming your way this fall season. We've got a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. Now, it's really fantastic because it really gives you that extra hand when you're trying to hold something together. Maybe you're putting something back together or adhering something and you just can't hold it. These clamps will do the job. And the easy-hold bar clamps truly allow for rapid and easy clamping, and you can put them together and convert them to spreader clamps. So it's really fantastic. It's a great prize. Check them all out at ponyjorgensen.com. It's a prize worth $120.
You know, I was working on a project this weekend. I took a very old children's wagon, you know, like a radio flyer style wagon, and I was rebuilding the wheels because it had been badly damaged. It was actually kind of a piece of junk that I found that a friend of mine had thrown away. I said, oh, let me take that. I think I could have some fun with that. And I rebuilt it, and I had to heat up the axles and straighten them out, which is, you know, not terribly difficult. But when it came time to put it back together, there were some parts of the brackets that just weren't right. And I grabbed the Jorgensen spreader clamp, and I clamped it across the bracket, and I squeezed it in with one hand because it's all I had to work with. And they pulled right together, and I was able to bolt everything back up the way it should be. And then when I released the clamp, it stayed just where I wanted it to be. So
there's
all sorts of stuff you can use these with because they're just so darn handy. If you'd like to win it, call us right now with your question. Post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. 1-888-666-3974.
All right. Now we've got Dave on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I'm considering putting a vinyl floor in my below-grade basement.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out if I need to, A, put down a vapor barrier, and B, if I need to make it glue-down or floating floor.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, there are a lot of great options for basement floors these days beyond just vinyl tile. You know, you have a lot in the engineered vinyl plank area. You have laminate floors that can work down there and even engineered hardwood. So you have a lot of options. What I would recommend is a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E. So DriCore is a subfloor that goes down in the basement, and The dry core panels are about 2 feet square. They're tongue and groove, and they lock together. And in the bottom of the dry core panel, it looks like OSB, like oriented strand board from the top, but the bottom of it is like a rubber base that's sort of diamond plated, and it almost has like little feet that create an air barrier between the concrete surface and the underside of the dry core. This helps avoid moisture buildup because anything that comes up off of the floor is going to wick away. And then you can basically put the vinyl down right on top of the dry core, or you could put engineered plank or whatever else you want to use. But take a look at dry core. It's available at home centers across the country. We did some work with them not too long ago, and I tell you, I was really impressed with the product. I was really glad to learn about it, and I don't think I would do a basement floor any other way moving forward.
Okay, well, thank you then. I'll take a look into that.
Well, according to a Zillow analysis of 32,000 property sales, where they compared the sales prices according to room colors, creating the right atmosphere with paint color can actually lead to home buyers to compete for your property and drive up the selling price.
That's right. However, painting with the wrong colors can have the opposite effect. So let's take a look at two of the most important rooms in your house for home value, and that's the kitchen and the bath. Now, kitchen renovations can result in the highest return on investment, and Zillow found that the blue-gray is the best color for a kitchen for several reasons. First of all, the surfaces are easier to clean, unlike white kitchens that become messy when you're living in them. And researchers also found that bluish grays evoke feelings of trustworthiness, which can immediately help home buyers connect with your home. Plus, cool colors literally create a cooling sensation for buyers. People perceive those rooms in these colors as physically cooler, which is nice in an area that tends to get super hot when you're cooking. Now, the result, on average, they found that homes with bluish gray kitchens sold for $1,809 more on average.
That's crazy. So let's look at the best bath paint colors next. The bathroom is one of the more important features of a property being sold. Buyers are specifically interested in how many baths you have, how big they are, and so on. And buyers want to see a bathroom that's well-designed and well-constructed, but color is just as important when they're considering your property. So you might think that white is the ideal paint color, but Zillow found that the bathroom paint colors of periwinkle blue or pale blue can push up a property's price by a whopping $5,000. They found that a bathroom with blue walls is soothing and relaxing, and people also associate the color of water with being clean and healthy, two things so important today in our time of COVID crisis. The number here is 1-888-666-3974. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions, whether you're living in a house, buying a house, selling a house, living in an apartment, living in a yurt, wherever you call home. We'd love to help. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ron in Florida is on the line with a leaky water heater. What's going on? Tell us how old it is.
Well, the breaker had thrown a couple times, and I turned it back on, and I left it, and it stayed when I turned it on, and then I'd gone in, took a nap, come back out. When I did, the entire garage was full of water. The pressure relief valve up top was just, it was just spewing out water. Extremely, extremely hot, hotter than we've ever experienced having our water. What I thought it was, it just continued to heat.
Right.
And so at any rate, I turned the breaker off. I looked in the panel where the thermostats were and the elements, and they were just fried. They were burnt. They were burned up. I got a good scare because the insulation was blackened, and could have been worse than it was, I guess, at catching fire. But I just wondered what would have made the hot water heater do that.
Okay. Well, let's see. The pressure temperature relief valve, which is what that's called in the side of the water heater, is set to go off at about 150 pounds of pressure. And theoretically, the way it works is if the water heater doesn't shut off because there's something wrong with the control circuit, it will continue to heat and heat and heat and build up pressure to the point where, to prevent the tank from rupturing, the pressure temperature valve will open up. Now, I will say this. Very often, those valves fail, and they will open up way before they're designed to open up. And if that's the case, you just replace the valve. But it sounds to me like this thing got so wet that the water got on the elements, and that's what caused the short, which caused the breaker to trip.
Yeah, but is this associated with an age of a water heater, or is this just a random fluke problem?
Not really. I've seen new pressure temperature valves that can pop open as well. And sometimes you get a little bit of debris that's stuck under them, too, when you try to close them, and that makes it even worse. Now, where are we at right now with the water heater? You're still there with it, or have you replaced it? What's your
Where are you at with the project?
What I was looking at didn't look like it was even worth fixing with all the, like I said, with all the burn.
Well, it may not. If it's more than a few years old and you got that much going on with it, I'd probably replace the water heater myself. But what I was going to say, the one thing that you can try, and assuming that the coils were still okay. You mentioned they were burned out. I mean, burned out is, with a coil, is kind of hard to do. If they just got wet and shorted, that's a different situation. You can clean up the contacts and it'll work. But if the coils were okay, otherwise, what you could do is you open and close the pressure and temperature valve several times. And by the way, there's supposed to be a discharge pipe on that that stops within 6 inches of the floor. And sometimes the plumbers don't put that on. But if you open and close that a bunch of times to try to sort of clean out that valve, sometimes it'll reseat itself. And this is assuming that it didn't open because there was something electrically wrong with it. But I would do that. There's things that I would check, but these are things you probably couldn't check. For example, I checked the amperage on the coils to see if they were drawing normally and things like that, that tells me sort of the circuit is working correctly. So I guess what we're coming to here is if you got this much going on with it, you're probably going to have to replace it, and you're going to need a plumber for that anyway. But that's probably what happened. It probably started with the pressure temperature valve leaking, that water getting in there and causing a big mess electrically, because water and electricity do not mix, as you have learned, my friend.
Right. Okay, guys. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking my call and appreciate the help.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on anytime, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, whether you're cleaning a car, the sidewalk, or your house, a pressure washer is a great go-to tool for outdoor cleaning. We're going to tell you how to choose one that's right for the projects on your to-do list after this. 888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your fall to-do list? We'd love to know. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, what's on your fall to-do list?
Oh, my goodness. I think there's so much. First of all, I have to take down the above-ground pool that we put up. And I'm kind of, like, waiting because I always feel like, you know, we get into these dates and there's suddenly that weird warmish day that comes up and everybody's going to want to go swimming. So, you know, I'm going to wait for that. And then I really need to figure out, like, how to make that grass grow again underneath. So
yep, that's going to be a challenge. But fortunately, the time is right for that, you know, because fall's a good time to get your lawn ready and you have the entire fall season for those roots to grow nice and deep, and they'll be good to go when next summer comes along, and then you can cover it again with the pool.
Nope, it's literally going away. It was just our COVID purchase.
I see, okay. Well, that's what's on Leslie's list. We want to know what's on your list. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Laurel in Pennsylvania is on the line, and I'm reading, Laurel, that your ceiling fell down. What the heck happened to your apartment?
Well, the lady upstairs had a problem in her kitchen and her bathroom, and I don't know if there was a fire or what, but she flooded the upstairs, and so some of my kitchen ceiling fell in with all the water coming down. It smells like smoke. It smells like rotted wood, wet wood. What do I do?
Well, by the way, why are you dealing with this as opposed to a landlord or an insurance company?
Well, he swept it up and then put a new towel in the suspended ceiling. That was it. He didn't repair
the
hole.
First of all, you asked about smoke smell, and you know the way to deal with smoke smell is to use TSP and scrub the walls and scrub the ceiling, trisodium phosphate. That will cut through the tar and the nicotine that sticks to the walls. Now, if you're concerned about mold, there's a product called Concrobium, which is excellent, specifically designed to kill the mold. It's far more effective than bleach. And the other quality I like about Concrobium is it leaves a protective coating on the surface when it dries so that the mold can't grow back. Their website is curemymold.com, C-U-R-E, curemymold.com. Check it out. I think that that is the solution to your mold issue, Laurel.
Well, a pressure washer is a great tool to have for outdoor chores. You can clean sidewalks, driveways, decks, even siding, just to name a few of the things that you can actually clean with it. Now, if you don't own one, it really is a pretty good investment because it's something that you're going to use regularly.
Now, there are a few things to consider when you're looking to buy a pressure washer. First is the water pressure itself. A light-duty pressure washer with, say, 1,300 to 2,000 PSI or pounds per square inch is going to give you about 30 times more pressure than what comes out of a garden hose, just for a guide. So that's good for things like cars and siding and boats. If you need something a bit stronger, you can choose a medium-duty pressure washer. They go up to around 2,600 PSI, and they're good for cleaning grease and grime. And heavy-duty pressure washers are best used for stripping surfaces.
Now, you also want to look at the gallons per minute or the GPM. And the larger the GPM, the more surface area a washer can actually clean. And then look at the price tag. Now, the price is going to be a major factor. You can expect to pay anywhere from about $100 to a couple of $1,000. And we've got a great checklist to help you choose the right pressure washer for you at MoneyPit.com. Cal in Colorado, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have an interesting question here. I've got a house with an insulated concrete foam basement walls. That's where you put concrete in between foam. And I've taken the outside wall, the foam, and have scored it with 30 grit sandpaper to give it a rough edge. And I screwed on the 2 foot wide by 8 foot long extruded aluminum or steel screen to give me grip. But I'm putting on fake stone, or frost stone, as some call it. And my question is, after I've screwed on the screening and I'm putting on, I've been told to take a type S mix, which is a limestone cement mix, and use that as my scratch coat. And the question is, how soon, what is the longest I can wait before I put on the stone? If I try to do all the scratch coat first, which could be a day or two because it's over 1,000 square feet, am I going too long, or should I be putting buttering up the stone and putting that against the scratch coat right away?
I think that as soon as the scratch coat dries, you can go forward with the stone. But typically, most masons will do the scratch coat first and then do the stone thereafter.
Okay.
I don't see any reason that you can't have it exposed for a short period of time.
Okay, so we're not worried about a day or two.
No, certainly not. You kidding? The way construction projects go, a day or two is like nothing.
Okay. Well, thanks for the info on that.
All right, Cal. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call with your home repair or home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're planning a home improvement project, you know you have to budget for materials and the cost of the contractor who's going to help. But did you also know you need to budget for the hidden cost of home improvements, too? We're going to share some of those money drains and tell you how you can prepare after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com. I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and give us a call right now. We are here to help you with your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And we'd also love for you to subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You'll get inside info. You'll get extra tips, extra prizes, all kinds of cool stuff happening on the podcast, which is probably why Chartable ranked the Money Pit one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Don't forget, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions anytime. And one caller who gets on the air this hour is going to win a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. These really come in handy when you need an extra hand to hold a project together while you're doing the work. They're going to deliver 600 pounds of clamping power. And these clamps are serious workhorses, guys. So if you've got a big project, whether you're a home improver, a crafter, a maker, or even repairing a toy wagon like Tom was, this is definitely the clamp for you. Check them out at ponyjorgensen.com.
And check us out by calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Margaret on the line who needs some help cleaning her bathroom grout. What's going on?
You told people there was some kind of chemical they could buy that they could use in their grout, in any kind of grout, and it would work.
Tell us what your tile floor looks like now.
It's a shower, walk-in shower.
Okay.
And it kind of turns yellow.
You'd like to clean that grout and get it back to white?
Yeah, I want to go back white.
There's products on the market that are called grout cleaners and grout strippers. Grout strippers are a little bit more thorough, a little more heavy duty. And you apply those, and you have to make sure that you're wearing, like, safety glasses and gloves for this, because you can get spritzes of the stuff up in your face. But once you apply it to the grout lines, you let it sit for a while. And then I like to scrub it with a brush. Typically, I use like a small, stiff bristle brush, and that tends to get in there really good and gets out as much dirt as possible. And then once you rinse it and let it dry really thoroughly, the way you prevent it from getting dirty quite as quickly next time is you add a grout sealer to it, which is silicone-based, and it soaks in, and that stops a lot of the future grime from sticking to those grout joints and keeps it brighter a lot longer, okay?
Okay, but do you remember what particular, you mentioned some kind of brand that it was really good.
Yeah, the product is called Tile Lab. That's the brand, Tile, T-I-L-E, Lab, L-A-B. You should be able to find it at home centers.
All right, well, I thank you very, very much.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you're planning a home improvement project, you know you got a budget for materials and the cost of the labor to get it done. But did you know that you also need a budget for the hidden cost of home improvements? We're going to give you three expenses that you need to consider or be warned about so you don't end up having to pay them.
Yeah. First of all, we're talking about eating out. Now, if your house is down for the count, that means your kitchen is too. So that means that you and your family are eating out a lot more from the local pizza place, whose number, which you probably know by heart, by now, to the times that you need to escape the mess and all dine out together, the food budget will go way up, not to mention your waistline, guys. So maybe try to walk to the restaurants.
Now, another thing to consider is to make sure you ask your contractor if any of the improvements planned are going to require you to leave home and for how long. For example, when we insulated our home, we used a spray foam insulation, and we needed to leave the home for 24 hours so that that foam insulation could cure. So if you've got to leave your house for a while, of course, you got to plan for that.
Now, also, you got to think about skipping building permits. Now, if you do this, you know, you might think, oh, the permit's the responsibility of the contractor. That's not always the case. And if you skip a permit, and it can actually cost you big in construction mistakes that don't get caught, or even problems when it comes time to sell, like maybe having to get rid of that bathroom to sell the house. I mean, it causes a whole bunch of problems. So just do it right and get those permits.
Yeah, that happens a lot when people add on to their homes with things like decks. If it wasn't allowed to be put there, the building inspectors can refuse to issue a certificate of occupancy when it comes time to sell the house unless it's torn off. Now, lastly, you need to make sure that you're checking their insurance, because if you don't check the insurance, you could be looking at some really expensive issues. So make sure that before you start your project, you make sure anyone on the property is going to carry workman's compensation insurance. This is going to cover them if anyone sustains injuries while working in your home. Doesn't matter whose fault it is. If they're in your house, they're going to go after you and your insurance company. So make sure they are carrying workman's compensation insurance. Ask for proof of it. You can actually ask that your contractor list you as an additional insured on their workman's compensation policy. And that's important because this way the insurance company knows that you have a stake in that policy as well. And if the contractor was to cancel the insurance company would be required to notify you at the same time. So just make sure you confirm that insurance and get listed as the additional insured so that doesn't happen to you.
Pam in Colorado's on the line. How can we help you today?
We have floors throughout our house. Most of them are carpeted that squeak, like, you know, bedrooms, hallway, living room, stairs, things like that. And then a bathroom that has the vinyl flooring, the laminate flooring. And we've tried, there was a little kit that you could buy at Ace Hardware where you find the floor joists. And then you put screws every so often down into the joist, I guess, and that didn't work. It only made it worse.
So you're trying to fix a squeaky floor that's under what kind of flooring material? Carpet?
Yes, carpet. I'm sorry. Yes, carpet.
All right. It's wall-to-wall carpet?
Yes, it is.
All right. So here's the trick of the trade, Pam. You ready?
I am ready. I'm so ready.
What you want to do, the first thing you need is a good stud finder. You're going to get like a Stanley stud sensor so that you can use a device, electronic device, that will allow you to sort of peek through the carpet and identify exactly where the floor joists are below. And once you identify the floor joists, what you're going to do is take a number 10 or number 12 galvanized finish nail. And we say galvanized because it's a little rougher than a regular plated finish nail and tends to hold better. And then you're going to drive that at a slight angle, like about a 15-degree angle, right through the carpet and right through the subfloor and right into the floor joist. Now, when you do that, you'll notice that the carpet sort of sags down and gets like dimpled where the nail head goes through. The trick is to grab the nap of the carpet right around the nail head and pull it through the nail head. It'll pop through, and then you sort of brush the carpet, and that nail will disappear below it, and you won't see it again. So you can get away with actually fixing a squeak through carpet with this trick of the trade.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome. And again, could you tell me the type of nail one more time?
Yeah, number 10 or number 12 galvanized finish nail.
Okay, number 10 or number 12 floor joist at a 15-degree angle.
Yeah, but you got to find that joist or you can't be nailing into air. You know, you want to make sure you're nailing into the floor joist, okay?
Okay, thanks so much. You have an awesome show.
All right, thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. You can reach us anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or home improvement questions. Coming up, the right lighting fixture will add a little glamour to that boring bath and make you look much more attractive in the morning. Who doesn't love that? We're going to tell you how to step up that lighting style for your bathroom when we come back.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com.
Mark in Pennsylvania posted here at Money Pit. He says, I've got a summer home in the mountains, and I was wondering what is the best way to drain the water out of the pipes. It seems every year when I open the pipes back in the spring, we have a pipe that didn't drain and then is frozen and broken.
Well, the best way to do this is it's really twofold, and your plumbing system has to be set up for this. You need to shut off the main, and then you need to open up the drains, the lowest point in that plumbing system. And then the smart thing would be to use a compressor to blow out any water that's sitting in maybe a pipe that doesn't necessarily drain naturally, drain with gravity. An air compressor can push the rest of that water out of it and get it done. The other thing, though, I find sometimes is that if your main water valve has a really tiny leak to it, it could be letting more water into those pipes. So that's something you just want to make sure that the valve shuts 100%. Otherwise, it'll just kind of fill back up, even if it takes a month, and then it can freeze and break. In terms of the toilet fixtures themselves and those drains, make sure you put a bit of antifreeze in all of those bowls. That will stop any residual water that's in those spaces from freezing.
So, Tom, if you're turning off all the water and you've really cleared out all the pipes, I mean, essentially, if you kept the water on, you'd want to leave your heat at a certain temperature to sort of keep things from freezing over. But now, if you've got everything drained out, what's a safe temperature to leave the house out when it's unoccupied?
Well, you still need to leave the heat on. You can't turn it off because the walls will swell, they'll get damp, the wallpaper will fall off, they'll start to bubble up. So I would leave that heat at no lower than about, say, 62 or 65 degrees in the winter.
All right. Well, hopefully that helps you out there, Mark. Good luck with your vacation home, and hopefully you'll enjoy it leak-free next summer.
Well, when you flick on the lights in your bathroom and catch that first glimpse of yourself first thing in the morning, do you just want to run back to bed and stick your head under the covers? I know that feeling. Well, the right lighting, though, can make a big difference in your bathroom. Leslie's got the answers to good lighting in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, ideally, bathroom lighting should feature two kinds of lighting. We're talking about general lighting and task lighting. But since most lighting is LED, you do need to look at the light's color temperature and choose the right one. Now, for example, for task lighting, you want to choose LEDs that are rated 3500K, which stands for Kelvin, and it's the standard by which brightness and color are measured for those LED bulbs. Now, 3500K is close to daylight lighting and provides the best light for grooming purposes. So if you've got a vanity, these are the perfect lights for that. Now, if you're thinking about general room lighting, you can use 2700K LEDs. And this color is going to provide more of a warm white, which is really good if you've got a ceiling fixture in the space. But regardless of the light bulb, for the best possible light, you want to outfit your space for natural light. Now, you could install skylights that'll flood that bathroom with sunshine or use glass block windows to let the light in, but still provide privacy in your bath. So if you're looking to really get that light in, you know, also look at window treatments that they call them top down, bottom up, I believe, where the top of the shade comes down and the bottom sort of stays down. So if you've got a bathroom, I always find it so funny that there's usually a gigantic window right next to the commode in a bathroom, which you're like, oh, hi, everybody. Here I am. So you can get a shade like this where you can have the whole window covered except for the top portion open for daylight and privacy, and then you can still operate your window there as well. You got to think creatively, but definitely get that light in and enjoy your bath a little bit more so you look better for the day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do cracks in the walls of your home mean you are headed toward a very expensive repair? Well, not always. Cracks around walls or around doors and windows rarely mean a big fix is ahead. We're going to share tips on the easiest way to repair those pesky cracks once and for all on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Trump addressed a gathering of supporters at the White House Saturday afternoon in his first appearance to the public since leaving Walter Reed National Medical Center this week.
Well, thank you very much, and keep that enthusiasm going. Get out and vote. We got to vote. We got to vote these people into oblivion. Vote them into oblivion. Got to get rid of them. So bad for our country.
Mr. Trump says he's got to get back the campaign trail.
We're starting very, very big with our rallies and with our everything because we cannot allow our country to become a socialist nation. We cannot let that happen.
The president's doctor says Mr. Trump is no longer a risk of transmitting the coronavirus. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden was in Erie, Pennsylvania Saturday speaking out of the coronavirus.
You're facing real challenges right now, and the last thing you need is a president who exacerbates them. More than 210,000 are dead, as was pointed out. We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi dismisses the latest White House offer on COVID-19 aid talks as one step forward, two steps back.
A GOP aide familiar with the new offer, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said it was about $1.8 trillion with a bump in state and local fiscal relief. Pelosi said in a letter Saturday that while the administration attempted to address some of the Democratic concerns, disagreement remains on many priorities and they're waiting for language on several provisions. Her most recent public offer was about $2.2 trillion, but it included a business tax increase Republicans won't go for. I'm Julie Walker.
Remnants of Hurricane Delta have triggered heavy rainstorms in parts of the southeast, promoting flash flood and tornado warnings in the Atlanta area and other parts of Georgia. Over 500,000 customers woke up without power in Louisiana Saturday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me what Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Democrats unveiled a bill creating a panel to gauge the president's capacity to serve.
House Democrats unveiled legislation creating a panel to gauge the president's capacity to perform the job and potentially remove the commander-in-chief from office in cases of decided debility. Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why she feels this action is needed.
This legislation applies to future presidents, but we are reminded of the necessity of action by the health of the current president.
The commission would be permanent, applying to future administrations, but it's clearly a shot at President Trump, whose treatments for coronavirus have raised questions about their effects on his mental acuity. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Republicans condemned Democratic nominee Joe Biden for saying voters don't deserve to know his stance on court packing until after they've voted. Biden was in Las Vegas about his position on packing the court with extra justices, something supported by a number of Democrats. Biden, who had opposed court packing in the primary, refused to answer the question, saying, "You'll know my position after the election." This is townhall.com. Mayors from the big towns in northern England have denounced the British government's latest wage support package aimed at employees and businesses that could close due to further coronavirus restrictions.
The leaders of metropolitan areas around cities such as Liverpool, Manchester and Newcastle warned that their regions would face extreme economic hardships if more restrictions are put in place. In a virtual press briefing, the mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, said that northern England is facing what he described as the most dangerous winter for years. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to back a new three-tier local lockdown system, which could see pubs and restaurants in coronavirus hotspots in England being temporarily closed. Karen Chamas, London.
Brazil's count of COVID-19 deaths surpassed 150,000 Saturday night, despite signs the pandemic is slowly retreating in Latin America's largest nation. The figure is the world's second highest, behind the United States. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The big hour, Karl Rove at the bottom of the hour, had a chance to digest, of course, the vice presidential debate. We got his instant analysis last night. We also talked about messaging coming out of the coronavirus. Want to get that? What's the right way to play this unprecedented event for the president of the United States who finds himself trailing, needing momentum? I think he got it last night for the vice president. Also, the news, stunningly, that came this morning that the election commission decided on their own, without informing both camps reportedly, to make this a virtual debate next Thursday. President immediately said, don't count me out. So we'll handle that breaking news. And Chris Wallace is just getting out of the shower, so I'm going to buy him a little time by giving you the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I'm back because I'm a perfect physical specimen, and I'm extremely young, so I'm lucky in that way. You know, seriously,
what were your
symptoms?
I don't have
heart problems. I don't have diabetes. I don't have any of the problems that you read about. Perhaps a couple of pounds we could lose here and there, but, you know, there's a lot of people in that category.
The president's remarkable recovery continues, and the economic rescue package was once dead, now very much alive.
Number two.
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more. In 1864...
Well, I'd like you to answer the question.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. Okay.
Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
The Veep show was calmer, more calculated, well-executed debate between VP Pence and Senator Harris. For Pence's defense of the president was better than the president's own defense, and he went on offense on foreign policy, court packing, fracking, and more. Harris was composed. We'll tell you what it means in the big picture.
Number one.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announcing this morning that the second presidential debate will be virtual. Are you saying you're not going to participate?
No, I'm not going to waste my time in a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous.
So the President of the United States responding to the breaking news, and he seems real disappointed. The Commission on Presidential Debates announced debate two, virtual. There'll be a town hall in Miami. No candidate will be there. President Trump is out. Joe Biden says, I'll do whatever it takes. With me right now is...
Now it is time to clear the airwaves for the esteemed host of Fox News Sunday.
You know what? You're
not true.
You're doing it.
You're going to have
tape.
True.
Gentlemen,
you agreed with Bernie Sanders to the message.
Whole idea.
I did say clear the airwaves, right?
So here's the deal.
Good point.
Okay, try not to talk over one another.
Hold on, folks, because this is going to end up getting out of control.
It's Chris Wallace.
There he is.
You know, I've been thinking to myself, you've had 9 days to work on that, and Lord knows they gave you plenty of material. You know, every time I hear that, I get a little bout of PTSD. I mean, I start an involuntary shudder, but I got through it. Life goes on.
Well, Chris, you got to remember, you took 2 weeks off from us before that. So, okay, Eric, didn't you have other opens, too? You had them. We're not saying you can roll them, but we had them ready to go.
Well, you know, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together, so you're going to have plenty of opportunity to make fun of me in other occasions.
All right, good, because when I go to Washington, I'm tired of staying in the hotel rooms. I'd like to stay at your house.
Let's not get crazy here.
All right. Sorry about that. So what do you think about this breaking news that happened during Fox and Friends this morning around 8 o'clock? The president goes on Mornings with Maria, and a couple of minutes before he found out he is not about this virtual debate. Here's the full clip. Cut one.
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
So, Mr. President, you're not going to do it because the CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, announcing this morning that the second presidential debate will be virtual. Are you saying you're not going to participate?
No, I'm not going to waste my time in a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
So, first off, your reaction to the president's reaction. And what about the Election Commission deciding it without informing either camp?
Well, the Presidential Debate Commission, first of all, that is the beauty of the Commission on Presidential Debates. They set the ground rules. They don't sit there and try and negotiate between the two campaigns. They've done this, I think, since about 2000 or 2004. And, you know, they say we're going to have the debates on these dates and these places, and these people are going to be the moderators. And, you know, they don't, because otherwise you get completely paralyzed. So this is in keeping with the commission. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Didn't you suggest yesterday that a virtual debate was a reasonable idea?
Did I, Allison? I don't think I did. I don't think you follow my career too close.
I thought you were on Fox and Friends. You suggested a virtual debate. In any case,
yeah,
it is a perfectly reasonable idea. One of these guys has COVID. I know he says that he's cured. I know he says he doesn't have COVID anymore. But the White House hasn't told us that he's negative. All the scientists say that it's 14 days, which would be within the window of next Thursday's debate. I think, you know, look, you and I are talking virtually right now. We're not in the same room, thank God. And you know, you can do a virtual debate. One guy's in one studio, one guy's in another. The town hall, the citizens that are picked, supposedly undecided voters, are there, and they can answer the questions. Kennedy Nixon, back in 1960, had a virtual debate where they were in separate studios. Why the president, who's behind, according to every poll, double digits behind nationally, in Florida, in Pennsylvania, would decide not to participate, I think is so self-destructive politically that I can't believe he isn't going to change his mind. Because
he's changed his mind before, you're right. In fact, just on the rescue package is the latest example. But here's what Joe Lieberman just told us when, you know, we were going over the news together.
In the best of all worlds, the Commission on Presidential Debates would have had a discussion with representatives of President Trump and Vice President Biden about how to do the next debate, and then come up with an agreement. But just to decide, I just don't think that was the right way to do it. The people on that commission have become somewhat very powerful and a little sort of autocratic in a way.
So, I mean,
well,
there's a Democrat.
Joe Lieberman did a debate with Dick Cheney in 2000 and got his tail whipped. So I don't regard him that seriously in this regard. I think it's a perfectly sensible thing when COVID is around, you know, and you don't know whether one of the candidates might have it. You don't know whether one of the citizens might have it, and they give it to each other. I can understand the commission saying, let me ask you a question. What's wrong with a virtual debate? Why is this so objectionable that one person would say, I'm going to pick up my marbles and go home, and I'm going to give up the opportunity to talk to 50 million Americans and tell them what I stand for?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you right off the top. First off, when you watch Joe Biden in his virtual episodes, there's been all kinds of weird things going on with his teleprompter. Whether he knows the questions ahead of time, there's some lot of dicey things happening. Number two, a lot of people think that he's been propped up and protected. I'm one of them, because they feel he's winning and it's his race to lose. And there's a fear that people will be giving him answers, be in his ear, holding up flashcards during this entire operation. And the key to a debate, I think, you're the debate expert, is extemporaneous responses. And where you can look someone in the eye, be in their presence, and see how they react under pressure. Now you're sitting in the vice president's case in his basement, able to sit there and just respond to and wonder if it's your turn to talk. We see this all the time on 24 hours a day on all the news channels. You don't know when to talk. You don't know when to jump in. It's hard to be spontaneous. You almost got to wait to be called on. It's just a totally different thing. To me, in addition, I would say, hey, I got an idea. Let's add a virtual debate to the three debates. I couldn't see it as a substitute I'd have a problem with. If I had a choice, I would much prefer in person.
I agree, but we're in a period of COVID, and one of the two candidates has the coronavirus, and the White House has been a model of obfuscation about what's going on. You know that we thought yesterday that there were 18 people in and around the White House who had the coronavirus, and today it turns out that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, had a memo out. 36 people in and around the White House, double the number. you know, this thing is a hot spot right now, and I don't know why anybody would trust the White House to tell the truth about what the situation is there in terms of health. So is it ideal? Absolutely not. I got to say, all this talk, well, they're gonna feed them answers and all of this. You know, I don't know. I feel like we're now in the area where the trains don't run at night.
What do you mean?
I think it's a foolish conspiracy theory, Brian.
But you know what's going on, Chris. You've seen it with his virtual.
Well, I was a participant in the debate. And there were, you know, people said, well, he was being fed stuff. Or,
oh, I didn't say that.
They're literally talking. Well, I didn't say you. No. I said people are talking about literally there has been stuff on the, you know, on the air about what contact lenses. And maybe it was like Google Glasses and he was getting the answers. Folks, that two of them were there. They didn't have any outside help. According to the public, the president got beat in the debate and lost a tremendous amount in the polls. Even the Rasmussen poll, that always is the most favorable to the president, he's down 12 points. So, you know, you can sit there and look for excuses. If I were Donald Trump and I had the opportunity to reach 50 million people, maybe it's not ideal, but I wouldn't, you know, he says that Biden can't stand up and answer questions. He's shot. He today said that he won't be president for 2 months. Why is he picking up his marbles and going home?
Yeah, it's true. I hope he changes his mind. He's got to find a way to either get it onto his terms or have someone monitor, because if Joe Biden's propped up, he can read the prompter most of the time if it's not too far away. But I do say that you saw him with that Lester Holt debate, perhaps. I know you're a busy guy, but he had a bunch of layups.
It was a town hall.
You're right, in the town hall. And you compare what Lester Holt did with two of those people who have already converted to Joe Biden, where Republicans converted, that we saw him on television talking about what a bad person Trump was. But that's what he sees. He looks around and says, there's already an imbalance. And now this will just give an opportunity for more imbalance. Here's an example of Joe Biden maybe going to taking this so-called extemporaneous Q&A from supporters. Listen.
And I would like to know, what will your administration do to help them give them that chance? Thank you.
Move it up here. You know, there used to be a basic bargain in this country. Workers shared in the wealth their work helped create.
So that's Joe Biden telling the prompter to move up.
Let me respond to that just for a second. You know who propped up Joe Biden more than anybody else in this campaign? Donald Trump. In the first debate, by interrupting 145 times, it would have been, rather than make himself the story, if Donald Trump had hung back, and I agree, I don't think Joe Biden had a great debate the first night, but he was propped up by Donald Trump constantly interrupting him. Had the president stepped back and let Joe Biden talk and then picked apart what he had said, I mean, at one point, I did. He basically said he was for the Green New Deal. I said, have you suddenly become for the Green New Deal? And Biden said, no, I'm not for that. Had there been more moments like that where the president just let Joe Biden go off on his own, we might be in a completely different political situation now, which if I were the president, I would advise him. That's not that he's taken my advice these days. That's what you ought to do next Thursday. Let Biden talk. And then pick apart what he says. Don't sit there and prevent him from putting an answer together.
Chris, I don't think there's any doubt you're 100% right. There's no doubt. If you just let him finish, that would have been the best thing in retrospect that President Trump could do. There's no question about that. And, in fact, this is the answer Trump should have given. Cut 17.
You were the first Senate co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. And while Joe Biden denied the Green New Deal, Susan, thank you for pointing out, the Green New Deal is on their campaign website, and as USA Today said, it's essentially the same plan as you co-sponsored with AOC when she submitted it in the Senate.
So Pence, if President Trump had said that, it would have been a home run that people would have been playing those clips forever.
I agree with you. You said it at the beginning of the show before you put me on. Britt Hume said it last night. Mike Pence did a better job last night of defending Donald Trump than Donald Trump did defending Donald Trump. He, you know, less bluster, more facts, more strategy, let Joe Biden talk, and then pick it apart. That, you know what? That's my free advice for the Trump campaign, and it's probably worth what they're paying for.
And you remember how bad President Obama did against Mitt Romney in debate one, and to the point where SNL was even making fun of him, and how strong he came back the next two debates. So there would have been. That's what I think Trump was looking to do. So who knows?
Well, he's got to change his mind because he says he's not participating. I hope that he will rethink that. Like he suddenly called off the COVID relief talks. Now he's talking about restarting them. He needs to be a little more deliberate in the decisions he's making.
Chris Wallace, Countdown 1945, the special is available on Fox Nation. And you should go grab it. It's a great special. I always see clips of it in the elevator.
It's not a bad book either, but anyway.
It's a great book.
Hey, listen, I've missed you. I didn't come on for a couple of weeks because I thought, you know, I'm about to do this debate, and I have a tendency to say stupid things when I'm on Brian's show and get myself in trouble.
Ah.
So I'm going to just protect myself. But now the debate's over, so I can be as dumb as I usually.
Yes, you are your same old self. Thank you so much, Chris.
Same old self.
Appreciate it.
Good or real.
Back in a moment.
One of the most popular talk show hosts in the country because, darn it, people like him.
Why do I go on the Brian Kilmeade show? Because, I mean, compared to Rachel Maddow, you're terrific.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Getting hearing aids is a hassle. Where to go? Who to trust? All the back and forth to the doctor's office to get them just right. And they're really expensive. As someone with hearing loss, I get it. As someone who lives in 2020, I just don't. That's why I created a breakthrough way to deliver premium hearing aids and care right to your couch, all for thousands less. I'm Nicole Cataret, co-founder of Lively. Lively hearing aids are FDA approved, Bluetooth enabled, and produce a rich natural sound. They're programmed by doctors, delivered directly to your door. So, how do you meet your doctor? Remotely. In fact, you do everything online, which is what makes Lively so innovative. From the research-backed hearing test to get you started, to video chatting with Lively audiologists. Better hearing has never been easier.
Try Lively free for 100 days at listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. Listenlively.com. For eligible individuals only, Lively not sold in North Dakota, Oregon, or West Virginia. See website for details and important safety information.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A new sanctuary for senior dogs in New Jersey makes today's Dean's List. Marty's Place in Upper Freehold has given older dogs a new leash on life. Doreen Jakubik says that older dogs have significantly less chance of getting adopted, so she made it her mission to look out for them. The doggy retirement village includes medical and dental care, regular exercise, plenty of age-appropriate activities to keep them active, plus sofas for just hanging out. While some dogs pass through Marty's Place, eventually finding adoptive pet parents, none of them have to worry about being abandoned. Doreen says that adopters should never rule out older dogs. She says she believes they know instinctively what you did for them and are forever grateful. The bond is nothing like you could ever imagine. Marty's Place is family. Marty's Place, you are pawsome. You made the Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans
in his last address as president.
I've spoken of the shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor Ewan McGregor and best friend Charlie Borman, who saddle back up for another motorcycle road trip in the new Apple TV Plus series Long Way Up. The motorbike enthusiasts have taken similar road trips, chronicling their travels from London to New York in 2004's Long Way Round and from Scotland to South Africa in 2007's Long Way Down. Before their latest adventure, the two best friends travel 13,000 miles over 100 days from Argentina to the U.S., riding electric Harley Davidson.
Neither of us had ridden electric motorcycles before, not any great distance anyway. We discovered that when the temperature is very low, the batteries perform less well, and once it got warmer, they perform much better.
Despite technological challenges that come with using electric bikes, exploring new territories and meeting new people made the trip worth it.
There were so many cultural differences heading up towards Central America. Everything changes, and that's what's so lovely about traveling. Every time you get to a border and you cross over, everything changes.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Utah delivered what people said they wanted, which was a more genteel debate, a little bit more civil, and what you would expect when you come to Utah. I think Donna got her wish. It was a more boring debate, an uneventful inning, like no runs, no hits, no errors.
I don't agree. Dana Perino was a brilliant analyst. I thought it was a lot. I don't think it was boring at all. I thought it was informative, interesting, insightful, pressing. And Kamala Harris got her national debut, got baptism there. People are talking about the way she handled herself. Mike Pence couldn't have been more prepared. Mike Pence outlined he's going to be a strong candidate in 2024. I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's no question to me. So in case you do not know the breaking news, they've decided to make the next debate virtual. The president immediately, in minutes, said, I will not do that debate. And he says, I'll have a rally instead. It was supposed to be in Miami. And we had Joe Biden say, I don't blame him, but the president should find a way to do it, find a way to do it. Does not like the election commission. Then we just had Chris Wallace come on and say, the president's got to do it. Just figure out a way to do it. And what's wrong with the virtual debate in these strange times? So the things are starting to come in. Keep in mind, too, I want your opinion on that. I think in one way I understand it's kind of good the election commission is totally divorced in their own island. Another way it's not really good because I want a referee to be his own island, but both teams have a say in where you play, how you play, the uniforms, and the rules. The ref doesn't just pick up and say, these are the rules. The election commission decides these are the rules, and that's different. And I think there could be consultation. And the fact is, when the president's ruled out, he thinks conspiracy.
Can with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Living the Bream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court.
The legacy, the seat that is left open now by Justice Ginsburg.
She enjoyed friendships with uncommon bedfellows, people like Justice Scalia, but recognized that at the end of the day, they served an institution and they did so with dignity and honor.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. The European Organization for Research and Treatment of Cancer releasing a study recently finding coronavirus pandemic-related pauses of breast cancer screenings could result in more women dying from the disease. Many non-essential medical procedures, including cancer screenings, were put on hold at the height of the pandemic. Dr. Elsa Port is the chief of breast surgery with Mount Sinai Health System in New York.
The dangers of delaying screening are many. Number one, women who get mammograms are way more likely to have their breast cancer detected early, and that is associated with a higher cure rate.
Dr. Port adding those who delay getting mammograms are more likely to have larger tumors, and
he showed that women who get mammograms are much less likely to need chemotherapy.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Steve Cortez, senior advisor, Trump campaign.
I believe that there is a reluctance of people to say they're going to vote for Donald Trump because of the unfortunate cancel culture that's so pervasive in our society. There can be sanctions against people, social work sanctions, otherwise. I don't want to rely on this, but I think it's reasonable to posit that there is a certain Trump reluctant voter out there.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Is suffering the price we pay for loving? It's a question one author explored from her personal grief as she tried to understand why, if there's a loving God, would we experience misery and misfortune? Amy Orr Ewing.
Often, when we go through pain and suffering, if we are believers in God, it causes us to doubt that God really loves us. We kind of think, how could you let this happen to me?
Amy Ewing is the president of the Oxford Center for Christian Apologetics and is the author of Where is God in All the Suffering? A book she wrote after a close friend, a young mother of three, died of the coronavirus. She explains on an upcoming episode of Lighthouse Faith Podcast that hardship is not an interruption, but a reality of life, and we have a choice of how to react to it, to either run away from God or towards God. But she says only a loving God can make sense of the suffering and the brokenness in this world.
It's only with love as part of our mindset that we actually even really ask the question at all, how can this be happening? And the question itself actually points us towards God, not away from him.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So I think Kamala Harris's goal for the night was to not rock the boat. All polls show that she and Biden are well ahead. So once you're winning, you don't want to do anything that's going to change that. I think she was trying to deliver lines and lines of attack without appearing overly aggressive or appearing as if she was taking advantage of a situation in the White House that involves the President of the United States' health. So I think that she probably had her most effective moments in the debate at that point.
So that was Maggie Haberman intellectually approaching in a way that I can understand, telling us what the Harris goal was, to not rock the boat. Well, I mean, she was fine. She presented well. She wasn't nervous. But I think clearly Mike Pence scored the points that took thought. It wasn't quick word, quick turnarounds. It wasn't quick catchphrases. It was like, let me tell you the difference between me and you. But Karl Rove was there live. He's former deputy chief of staff, senior advisor to President George W. Bush. His column in the Wall Street Journal covers our second topic, and that's about the second debate, Trump-Biden round two, in a town hall setting. First, Carl, last night, your takeaway, I heard you immediately after, even now, 12 hours later, what do you think of Mike Pence's performance? Did he reverse, did he stop the bleeding?
Well, most of the times these debates don't have any real impact on the trajectory, but I think for everybody who was a Trump supporter watching last night, they had to be cheered by his performance. I thought it was very good. And he also provided a model for the president in the next two debates, how to make it into a contrast. Kamala Harris came out trying to make it a referendum. The president was the worst president imaginable when it came to COVID. And on everything, whether it was COVID or taxes or fracking or oil and gas or law and order or the Supreme Court, Pence labored very effectively, I think, to turn it into a contrast, to take a look at both of these men, put them next to each other, and see which one you think is better suited to do the job.
I think Mike Pence did himself a lot of good for 2024, but that's much further down the line. I just thought he understood the coronavirus and the weakness in their cases. In 4 years, they have not come up with an alternative to Obamacare. It leaves them vulnerable. And the Rose Garden was not properly spaced. So it's impossible to rationalize that. You know, Carl, at one point you just got to say, we could have been more cautious in doing so.
Yeah. Well, and look, can I disagree just mildly with Maggie Haberman, who's a great journalist, but I think has misread it. She has given the description of Harris's mission, do no harm to the ticket, after the fact. Here's what an unnamed advisor to – I'm sure Haberman knows who it is. Here's what an unnamed advisor to Harris said last night – said before the debate as what the mission was. Quote, she, referring to Harris, just has to go out, nail Pence to a wall, and walk off, leaving a trail of blood behind her. This could be a mic drop moment for her. Well, if that's what her staff was setting as the expectations, she didn't walk out of there, you know, with Pence nailed to a wall and leaving a trail of blood behind her. And if she was dropping a mic, it was because she was nervous about his effective responses.
When they went to Law and Order, I thought Pence did well, but he could have even done better. He could have brought up the fact that Harris raised money for a bail fund for rioters and got people out of prison, many of which had background checks that revealed multiple domestic abusers, men accused of sexually assaulting a child. These are the people that she was out publicly saying we need money to bail them out, proving that they weren't peaceful protests, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's right. I do have to give her credit. I thought that part of it, which was about race relations, she did a very effective job. She was the first speaker on the issue. She really had, I thought, an effective, here's where we, the Biden-Harris team, are coming from. But I think you're right. Pence quickly pivoted to what happened in the aftermath of the riots, the peaceful protests, which everybody supports, but the rioting and the looting and the violence, which if Biden and Harris condemn it, they condemn it infrequently and quickly. I thought Pence was also effective in that he had as one of his guests a African-American small businesswoman whose business had been burned out. And he was making the point that oftentimes the victims of this violence that we're seeing in our cities are people of color and the poor and the marginalized, and they're losing their churches and their homes and their businesses and their livelihoods and their neighborhoods. And the former Vice President of the United States and the current United States Senator can barely be bothered to say anything about it.
Carl, I know we've talked about this before, but this isn't a John Kerry beat George Bush. We're a little to the left instead of to the right. I know, bite my tongue. Mitt Romney loses to Barack Obama. He was more left than we thought, but it was still center left. You know, we remember John McCain and Barack Obama, too. You know, John McCain wasn't a right-wing firebrand. So, but this is going to be different. And you can't keep selling me that Joe Biden's been moderate and reached across the aisle. This is going to be different. First and foremost, get rid of the filibuster and make the Senate like the House. Simple majority rules. And one of the things they're going to do, because of bitterness on the Supreme Court and a 6-3 advantage, they're going to pack the court. Listen to this exchange, Cut 18.
Your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules. Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know, if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
And their answer is a non-answer.
Exactly. Well, and look, couple of things. First of all, this is really scary. Remember, if they do win, they can kill the filibuster, the 60-vote rule that requires the Senate to try and find compromise. They can kill that with 50 votes, because if they have 50 votes and it's a tie, and Kamala Harris is in the chair, she breaks the tie, so they can literally change the way that the Senate operates and turn it into, as you said, a replicate of the House. Anything can be passed with 51 votes. They can do that by having 50 Democrat United States senators who agree. So that's scary, because they have clearly got – you're right. This is not your typical Democrat. This is not your typical Democrat party. This is not your typical Democrat platform. You go read that Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force recommendations, and it is a blueprint for the emergence of a socialist government in the United States. You look at the records of these two people. She is the most liberal member of the United States Senate, and he, after winning the nomination by being the most traditional Democrat, major Democrat in the race, has moved repeatedly to the left. Yeah, you know, the old saw used to be that if you, this is from Richard Nixon, if you're a conservative in the primary, run to the right, and then run to the center in the general election. If you're a Democrat, run to the left in the primary, run to the center in the general election. Biden stayed sort of, you know, as a traditional Democrat in the primaries, and now he's moved left in the general election, which says one of two things: either he is scared to death of what the left is all about, or he is trying to accommodate himself to the new majority inside the Democratic Party, which is significantly further to the left than it's ever been in our lifetimes, or really ever.
Well, the left wing is getting restless. We know that AOC came out and said there's nothing wrong with the new Green Deal, and it's very popular. She also came back and pushed off, we don't like when you put down Bernie Sanders, and Sanders, the socialist. Then twice, Joe Biden says, do I look like a socialist? I beat the socialist. And now today there's going to be a press conference among this new group. They are called the Working Families Party, People's Charter, BLM, Organized Labor, members of the squad. We'll talk about universal health care, jobs program that gives 16 million make-work jobs, retroactive hazard pay for essential employees, and it's got about 1,000 words. They're releasing this. That's a message to America and to Joe Biden's team. Now, in case you think, well, that's just the extreme, people like there's moderates among the Democratic Party, you read between the lines with me with Chris Coons, who was on Fox yesterday. Listen to him on Special Report, Cut 36.
What Joe Biden, given his record, given his platform, and given his view of our country, what he would prefer to do, if possible, is what I hope to do in the Senate if reelected and if we're in the majority. And that's to work across the aisle to deliver real solutions to the problems in front of us. If our democracy works, we won't need to take more extreme measures and change the rules of the Senate. But if we're not able to get partners who will work with us to solve issues right in front of us, like prescription drug prices or the opioid crisis, like getting out of this pandemic or building back better after this recession that's frankly largely been caused by President Trump's bungled mishandling of this pandemic. If we don't have good partners for this, then there may be other changes on the horizon. But that's not something that we need to consider yet. My hope is we'll be able to work together in the interest of bringing this country
together. Do you realize what he's saying,
after this election?
You realize what he's saying?
Oh, yeah, he's saying to do it my way, or you'll come to regret it because we'll blame you for the institutional changes that will transform America into a socialist state. I mean, look, that's thuggery. You know, he may be sort of a mild-mannered guy, but those were the words of a thug. Do it my way or else. You know,
I knew that would get you fired up.
There are ways for leaders to work across partisan lines. Take a look at George W. Bush in 2007, working with John McCain, who he had a tough battle with in the 2000 primaries, and Ted Kennedy, who in July of 2003 is the first Democrat to stand up and say Bush lied about WMD in Iraq. He knew that that was a lie because he looked at the same intelligence and come to the same conclusion, but he wanted to defeat Bush in 2004, and he's the first Democrat to step up and start peddling that lie. And yet Bush, the adult in the room, said, I'm going to work with these two guys on immigration reform because we can find common ground. He didn't say, you know what, you got to do it my way, or we're going to change the rules and shove it down your throat. He said, let's try and find common ground and see if as adults we can come to a constructive solution. Coons, I got to tell you, the threat from that little guy is something that we should all be, you know, sort of, let's recognize what it was. It was a threat, and it was a do it my way, or you'll be responsible for what I do next.
I sent a column in the Wall Street Journal. Carl, lastly, the President of the United States, knee-jerk reaction to the virtual debate. He's told next week, next Thursday, it'll be a virtual debate or no debate. He said, I'm out. Did he make the right decision?
I don't believe so. I still think there's a way for this to be done in a fashion that where everybody's safe. Let's have the Democrats and the Republicans both agree. Let's let the science and the doctors determine what can and should be done.
Wow. Still winnable if you're in the Trump team? Do you still think you have a shot?
Well, yeah, but remember, in 2016, on the 10th of October, he was down by a bigger margin than he is today, but you got to have a plan. And the execution of these next two debates is going to be critical, not because the debates themselves will change the trajectory necessarily, but the message of that you prepared for those two debates, that's what can change it if you're hitting it every one of the remaining 25 days.
Call you the best, but I know you know that already.
No, I don't. I know differently.
No, you do. Always love hearing from you. Thanks, Karl Rove.
Thank you, Val. Appreciate it.
1-866-408-7669. I'm back with what you think about everything we just threw at you in just a moment. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
There's no topic he won't touch, and there's no opinion he won't engage.
It's one of the great joys of my life.
Call in with yours at 866-408-7669. It's The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Getting hearing aids is a hassle. Where to go? Who to trust? All the back and forth to the doctor's office to get them just right. And they're really expensive. As someone with hearing loss, I get it. As someone who lives in 2020, I just don't. That's why I created a breakthrough way to deliver premium hearing aids and care right to your couch, all for thousands less. I'm Nicole Cataret, co-founder of Lively. Lively hearing aids are FDA-approved, Bluetooth-enabled, and produce a rich, natural sound. They're programmed by doctors, delivered directly to your door. So, how do you meet your doctor? Remotely. In fact, you do everything online, which is what makes Lively so innovative. From the research-backed hearing test to get you started, to video chatting with Lively audiologists. Better hearing has never been easier.
Try Lively free for 100 days at listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. Listenlively.com. For eligible individuals only, Lively not sold in North Dakota, Oregon, or West Virginia. See website for details and important safety information.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A lonely widower from England that put up a poster asking for new friends makes today's Dean's List. Tony Williams says he was sad after his wife died, so he decided to make a poster asking for buddies. It worked. He received so many emails, they crashed his inbox. He also had hundreds of phone calls from new friends all around the world. Tony says the love and compassion people have brought him to tears. People have sent him the most delightful emails. He says they've sent pictures of kids, their pets, and told me about their aspirations, saying they're thinking of me. Tony says he was left without anyone to speak to after his wife, Jo, passed away in May, 9 days after she was diagnosed with cancer. And now, spending a summer waiting for the phone to ring, Tony has now been overwhelmed by the responses. He says he enjoys chatting on the phone to strangers and new friends from around the world. Thank you for sharing your story, and now you have many more new friends, including us. You made the Dean's List, my friend. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Two Americans and a British-born scientist take home the Nobel Prize for Medicine Monday.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2020 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Harvey J. Alter, Michael Horton, and Charles M. Rice for the discovery of hepatitis C virus.
Hepatitis C virus is a major source of liver disease that affects millions worldwide. Scientists noted the medicine prize has particular significance this year due to the coronavirus pandemic, which highlighted the importance that medical research has for economies around the world. The Nobel Committee announcing the award Monday says their work dating back to the 1970s and 80s has helped save millions of lives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kilmeade.
We're completely committed to standing for social justice and racial equality. And that's been the case going back decades. It's part of the DNA of this league. How it gets manifested is something we're going to have to sit down with the players and discuss for next season. I would say in terms of the messages you see on our court, on the jerseys, my sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. And I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, but I want to watch a basketball game.
And that, of course, is Adam Silver. He's commissioner of the NBA, and he knows that Black Lives Matter is printed on the court in Orlando where the bubble is, and they're one game away, it looks like, of the Lakers winning in five over the Heat, who are real tough. But the ratings are down considerably, and there could be multiple reasons why. But one of the reasons has to be the fact is there's not much promotion. Number two is a lot of the sloganeering on the back of their jerseys. I mean, you big NBA fans don't even know who these guys are outside the bigger names. And now you have their slogans, approved social justice slogans, on the back of their jerseys. I think it turned off a lot of people.
So do you think this decision is partially due to ratings, but then also partially when they get fans back in the stands next year, it's going to impact that as well?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Then you'll have another thing. You got to sell to your ticket base. And it's not just going to be the good teams. You got to identify with the men on the court. They're so angry at their community, it could be taken wrong, as you could see.
Would they have been able to put everything on the court in the back of their jerseys if they weren't in the bubble this year?
Yeah, I think they would. I think they would have done it. But, you know, you'd have to get every single one of those franchises to agree to it. Now it's just put it on two courts. The fans don't boo. They don't cheer. And you don't have to worry about ripping tickets. So now it's going to be a little different. And I also think, you know, to basketball's defense, they have to go against football. They go against baseball playoffs. They just got rid of hockey a few weeks ago. But and we're not used to seeing basketball in the fall. But still, Lakers are in the finals against the Heat. Pat Riley's Heat against LeBron James Lakers. All that history, nothing. Rain's terrible. But there are some good stories. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
CNN reporter, his name is Joe Johns. You must know him. He's at the White House, and he has a confrontation with a raccoon. Listen to how he handles it.
Yeah! There he is. Ah! Now, no events on the president's schedule today, and important to say, the White House... Frickin' raccoons, man. God, again, this is the second time. Jesus. It always comes around right about when I'm going to go on TV.
How funny.
That's pretty cool. You said Allison Camerota tweeted that out?
She tweeted that out. I guess he was about to do his hit, and then he said he felt something on his leg, and he thought it was another cameraman or something. He looked at it was a raccoon.
But here's the thing, Allison and Eric. You can't really blame raccoons. You're outdoors. You know, it's not like you're in your living room and go, what's the raccoon doing here?
Apparently
they're not even in your attic. You're in their yard.
Well, he's at the White House. He's on the White House grounds. Yeah. So apparently the White House is having some raccoon problems. But when you hear that second, yeah, he picks up a footstool right where you stand on, and he throws it at the raccoon.
But, I mean, because raccoons will attack you, but only rabid raccoons.
Yeah, but I mean, these aren't rabid. I think they're just curious and looking for food.
You okay? Well, don't feed the raccoons.
You should not feed any wild animal.
Next, LeBron James will replace Serena Williams on the Wheaties box. Champions is not who you are, a tweet a Wednesday from the company about selecting the NBA superstar. Breakfast of Champions box reads now, it's what you do. We're proud to announce that King James, along with students of the community from Promise School, is on our Wheaties. They're becoming Wheaties champions. Promise School is something I think he fully finances to give kids in adverse situations a chance. And it almost seems like a charter school.
You know, I think that'll be nice. I don't see why they both can't be on different boxes, but it's good.
Right. I'm pro Wheaties. Next, the Patriots have to cancel practice amid reports of a new positive test. The NFL Network and Sports Illustrated is reporting it. Belichick scheduled a session with reporters, was also pushed back. Starting quarterback Cam Newton missed New England's loss in Kansas City. He had a positive test, but he's asymptomatic. Also, Newton's positive test prompted the NFL to postpone New England's game against the Chiefs, but for just a day. They're getting worried in the NFL. If this gets worse, from Tennessee on down, Pittsburgh had their problems too. They changed their bye week. They might have to go into each individual bubble, each city.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Trump held a public event for the first time since being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
In his first public appearance since leaving the hospital for COVID-19 treatment, the president told supporters on the White House South Lawn that he was feeling great. He spoke about law and order and criticized Democrats for how they've run America's major inner cities.
And their policies have delivered nothing but calamity, poverty, and trouble.
White House aides say the speech was an official presidential event, but it had all the hallmarks of a political rally. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's doctor says the president is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. Speaking in Erie, Pennsylvania Saturday, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says his father had an expression about government assistance.
But he had an expression. He said, Joey, I don't expect the government to solve my problems, but I at least expect them to understand my problems. America deserves a president who understands what people are going through.
Biden again accused the president of mishandling the spread of the coronavirus. A drug company says it has asked the U.S. government to allow emergency use of an experimental antibody therapy.
Eli Lilly and Company says it based its request on early results from a study that suggests the drug reduces symptoms, the amount of virus, hospitalizations, and ER visits for patients with mild or moderate COVID-19. The company's released partial results of that study, which have yet to be published or reviewed by independent scientists. The drug is similar to one that President Trump received last week from a different company. The medicines supply concentrated versions of specific antibodies to help the immune system clear the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Bob Agner reported.
Remnants of Hurricane Delta have unleashed heavy rainstorms in parts of the southeast, prompting flash flood and tornado warnings in the Atlanta area and other parts of Georgia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott tells the Salem Radio Network why voting for Joe Biden is against the country's best interests.
If you want, them to pack the Supreme Court with liberals, if you want to get rid of fossil fuels, if you want to appease China, then you ought to vote for Joe Biden because that's exactly what you're going to get.
Scott was asked what he thinks of Governor Ron DeSantis should do as he tells fans they can return to the Miami Dolphins Stadium in greater numbers.
But I think what government ought to be doing is give people the opportunity to make good decisions, put out as much information as possible, talk about the importance of masks, the importance of social distancing, and then expect every business to keep people safe. And then if somebody's not, if there's local transmission, tell us.
With the COVID-19 restrictions reducing in the state of Florida, the Dolphins will now be allowing 65,000 fans inside their stadium. This is townhall.com. Courts around the country have seen a flurry of litigation over the 2020 presidential election as both major parties jockey for every advantage.
Democrats hope to boost turnout through relaxed rules that give voters more ways to cast ballots safely during the coronavirus pandemic. They've asked judges to let county officials start processing the expected flood of mail-in ballots ahead of time and give them several days after November 3rd to count them. Republicans often oppose those measures and have pushed to tighten rules about how the ballots are cast and counted. There are at least 11 states dealing with election-related lawsuits, including Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Wisconsin. I'm Shelley Adler.
Top 25 action Saturday saw number one Clemson route 7th-ranked Miami 42-17. 2nd-ranked Alabama won a shootout with Ole Miss 63-48. In a battle of unbeatens, Tennessee led 21-17 at the half, but they lost to third-ranked Georgia 44-21. 21st-ranked Texas A&M surprised number 4 Florida 41-38. This is townhall.com.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. The beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold. And the pine stands tall and sway. And the coast takes your breath away. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Definitely did sound like he was, you know, ready for battle again. He said he was tired, but for the most part, I think he seems good. I mean, I don't know, you know, enough about COVID-19 to understand whether or not it comes back, or if, you know, he could do anything to spark it returning. But from what I heard yesterday when he came on the show, he was very strong and he was raring to go. So obviously this Regeneron therapeutic and this Eli Lilly therapeutic that he's talking supposedly about has worked wonders for him. So it seems very promising.
Well, here is Frank Fahrenkopf on the decision to make this a virtual debate without consulting, they say, either camp. Cut five.
Not only his diagnosis and what happened in Cleveland, but what's happened in the White House in the last, you know, week or so. So many people having to be tested, have to be quarantined. And so the thought was, again, we're going to be driven. We're in a coronavirus situation, and we want to make sure that everyone, not only the candidates, not only the audience, but our crew, we have 65 people who work and build these sets and so forth, and in a town hall meeting, we have private citizens who are going to be there. We want to make sure that everyone is safe, and we're going to go the hard way, not take a chance. And that's why we decided if we were going to have this, we had to do it virtually.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Brian, I don't have a problem with the debate being virtual, but I do have a problem with the commission making a unilateral decision without consulting the candidates, and in particular, a sitting president. I mean, that's really where things went awry. The president told me when he joined me yesterday, I had just reported the news, and then I introduced him, and he said, yeah, I just found out when you found out. So nobody had the decency to actually call the president to say, look, this is what we're thinking about. This is how, you know, can you weigh in on that? I think had they done that, maybe the president would have reacted differently. I don't know. But certainly, you know, it does give a leg up, I think, to Joe Biden, because you just don't know who's giving Joe Biden the answers. You know, he's behind a computer screen. So, you know, a lot of things are being done virtually, and I get that. And, you know, the president's had coronavirus, and I get that. There's a lot of nervousness around that. But I think they needed to, at a minimum, call the president and say, look, this is what we're considering, rather than have the president find this out in the media. That was the big mistake. I don't think that's ever been done before, making decisions on a debate without consulting the sitting president.
Maybe for your Sunday show, I'll give you some sound bites if you pay the licensing fee, Maria, because we're going to talk to Frank in 20 minutes. But there'll be a fee. I need that ahead of time, okay? Real quick, Scaramucci thought, I guess this guy, Steve Scully, who you may know, he interned for Joe Biden, was caught. He sent a tweet out once that said, never Trump, never. But he was supposed to be the moderator on Thursday. And when the president ripped Scully and his links to Biden, he writes Anthony Scaramucci and says, should I respond? And Anthony Scaramucci says, ignore him. He's having a hard enough time. Some more bad stuff is about to go down. Is this unbelievable, number one, that Scully's with – I like Anthony Scaramucci too, but he is way – he's a Trump hater. What do you mean stuff about to go down? Is there a plot and a plan?
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, I have not been able to get over – as a journalist, I have not been able to get over what they did in 2016. And I know some people think, oh, here she goes again with the coup that failed. That's chapter two in my book, The Coup That Failed is what it's called, because this is really – this is an attack on our liberties and our rights. You cannot have the controlling party that's in power at the FBI coming up with, you know, stories that their political enemy committed treason. But that's exactly what they did in 2016. And unfortunately, I didn't realize this, but you also have these decisions from the commission that seem quite questionable. I mean, this guy was Joe Biden's intern. You know, they talked so much about getting journalists that were going to be neutral and that weren't going to have their finger on the scale. And then they get the moderator who was Biden's intern who said, never Trump, never Trump. I mean, this is just extraordinary. You know, for anybody on either side of the aisle, you want neutral, you want independence, you want to see a fair election. And, you know, even in that first debate, we were promised that we would hear a category of election interference or the election integrity. And there was no integrity in 2016. Hillary Clinton, as we know now, came up with a plan to tie Trump to Russia. And the media took the ball and ran with it. Inside government took the ball and ran with it, the FBI, the CIA. And there's absolutely no coverage of this. I feel like me and you and just a handful of others are the only ones who are covering this.
Nobody like you, Maria.
The Federalist, Kim Strassel, of course.
Yeah.
But the mainstream media will not acknowledge this. And I've been really – I've had a hard time getting over it because I just feel like it's our liberties and rights, and there's nothing more important.
I agree. I know you got to run, but your book, The Cost, tell me what I'm going to see in there.
Well, I'm looking at the last 4 years, this extraordinary moment in time with Trump in the presidency, and, you know, looking at his, frankly, successes in plain sight, what he did for the economy, policy there. Then I'm looking at China, looking at the incredible behavior of the Communist Party, and also looking at the media. And as I said, the coup that failed is chapter two. I talk a lot about the resistance this president faced, even as he has been able to succeed at so much and really move the needle forward on the economy, even on foreign policy. First president to poke against China, and look what's happening in the Middle East. That could be a whole other book where you've actually got Middle Eastern nations normalizing relations with Israel for the first time in decades.
And Maria, it's just so sad. You cannot get any positive stories off our network or in a book that's just all negative. I've never seen anything like it, but this is a real look, The Cost, Trump, China, and American Revival. I know you're going to be on for the launch in a couple of weeks, but I want everyone to get ready to buy it. Maria, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday show. Sunday mornings with Maria starts at 10 o'clock.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Go get them. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. Then the chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates, no better guest outside Maria, coming your way. Big hour. Don't move.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Outfit, outfit.
British heavy metal rocker and Judas Priest frontman Rob Halford is revealing more than just what kind of leather he likes in his forthcoming autobiography titled Confess. He's also revealing how things went when he met the Queen at Buckingham Palace back in 2005. Halford's tale of the meet and greet include how he broke royal protocol during the face-to-face with Her Majesty by reaching out for a handshake, a huge no-no in the royal world. Halford says when he did, the Queen took the moment to ask him, "Heavy metal, why does it have to be so loud?" Halford recalls that the best answer he could offer when placed on the spot was, "It's so we can bang our heads, Your Majesty." No word on if Halford left behind a copy of any Judas Priest albums such as British Steel as a gift. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Lindsay L. The country singer-songwriter is releasing a personal concept album, Heart Theory. Its songs follow the seven stages of grief as she shares her story through her music. She's also been hosting a show at home in hopes of sending out positivity. It's called Living Well with L, and she's been sharing music through virtual performances.
I think we all feel parts of this time right now are difficult and frustrating. I mean, I want to get on my bus and go play a show tomorrow, but we can't do that. And so virtual concerts are the next best thing.
She spoke about how she's found this connection from home has been a learning experience, too.
We are learning how to engage and stay connected even more than we used to be, as well as, you know, even engaging with three close friends or really having special family time that before maybe just life was moving at such a pace that you don't even take time to realize it. So I do think there's a silver lining to this time. I think we are going to come out of this pandemic as stronger people who have learned something about themselves.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
They'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking it. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
There is so much wrong with that statement. Since when is news not worthy of a paper? And is it bad news? Why is it bad news when we find out what you're going to do? Why is it bad news that the American people find out what you are running on and what you're going to do after you get elected? Remember, Nancy Pelosi says we have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. Now we're hearing you have to get me elected to find out what I'm going to do. Can you imagine if the President of the United States says, yeah, I might redo trade deals. We'll see. I might build a wall. I might crack down on illegal immigration. I don't know. If I tell you I'm going to build a wall, that's all you'll ever write about. So I'm not going to tell you I'm going to build a wall. I might have a tax plan. I might not. Would you vote for anyone that said that? Of course you wouldn't. Mike listening online in Daytona Beach, Florida. Mike.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Your need-to-know point number three, Brian, that Nancy Pelosi talks about a commission to look into the president's health and the 25th Amendment and getting rid of him that way. Brian, from the category of the Democrats are already doing what they accuse Republicans of doing, and remember that Pelosi didn't want Biden to do any debates. My theory, Brian, is that Pelosi wants to get rid of a president, but it's not Donald Trump. It's Joe Biden.
You mean set up the commission when Biden starts failing if he wins election around May? They say, listen, we're going to have to make a change. I heard that. It's not without merit, but I think this is about trying to get into Trump's head and be a distraction. Because she's doing it right in the middle of all the chaos. They want to make sure every day the president's distracted. And I think that Nancy Pelosi looks weak. And I don't think one of her supporters or one of the Trump supporters changed their mind because of it. Can you imagine if you own a deli or a restaurant, you're hoping for a PPP loan to be able to keep going, and you find out no money's coming, and they're looking at this stupid amendment that's not going to pass? Can you imagine that? I know people listening right now are experiencing that. In a dealership, restaurant, or gym. Cliff, Fox News Radio app. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Hey, Cliff. You know, we're speaking to the chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates next. What do you say about it?
Well, what I'd like to say is, for one, I think they're a joke. I think they have totally shown themselves to be biased. You know, Chris Wallace was horrible. He's a never Trumper. We all know that. You know what? He didn't challenge Biden on the Second Amendment. He didn't challenge Biden on the fact that he called Trump a racist and then over the Charlottesville thing. And then you have the last moderator that they had, and she was the same way. She sat.
Well, a couple of things. We broke up there a second, but I think Chris Wallace would have followed up with that. The president got in his own way by interrupting. But I will say this about Susan Page. She followed up and got information on the new Green Deal and said that she knew that Kamala Harris was going to say Joe Biden's policies is not to accept the new Green Deal. But then she said, on your website, you said the framework of the new Green Deal is the framework of your energy policy. And she was stuck on that. The other big issue is him not saying what he's going to do, from adding states to packing the court, adding additional justices until you get Supreme Court decisions that are more to your liking. For example, if I'm going to pack the court, I'm going to take the Senate, which is majority Democrat, if they do win the presidency, and I'm going to put two liberal judges on there. And now instead of having 6-3, because the American people voted and you put Supreme Court justice in place, it'll be now 6-5. And then all of a sudden, there's a swing vote again. And John Roberts is back in. And then the Republicans get in and go, no, we're going to put two more in. And I listened to Joe Biden say, I'm not telling you because it'll be headlines. And I was upset, obviously. But I was glad that Jonathan Carl also tweeted this out. This doesn't make any sense, ABC. CBS News' Catherine Watson. This is such a cop-out. Glenn Kessler, Washington Post, can he really hold to this same answer for 26 days? Thank you. And lastly, my favorite, Jonathan Swan of Axios. Not sure if I've ever seen a politician explicitly say, I am not telling you what I think an important issue until after you vote for me. Thank you. Dean, listen on WRCN in Long Island. Dean.
Yes, good morning, Brian. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the three reasons why they should have term limits: Pelosi, Schumer, and Maxine Waters. There should be the 25th Amendment's not going to stick because Congress has got to approve it, Senate's got to pass it, and it's got to be a medical reason why. COVID-19 is not a medical reason why.
I hear you. Here's Mark Levin on this chicanery. Cut 22.
Let me tell you what she's going to do, and the media are going to run with it because they're as ignorant as anybody else. We're going to set up a commission. We're going to pass a bill in the House to set up a commission with experts to look at this president and the medicines that he's taking. But it's not the law, because the Senate's not going to pass and the president's not going to sign it. She's setting up nothing. She's doing a fan dance. This is another phony Nancy Pelosi drama act 3.5 weeks before the election.
And Mark's a great legal mind, a great friend. He said that with Sean Hannity last night on television. Gene, listening in Massapequa. Gene.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Gene?
Yeah, so with the Supreme Court that you were talking about earlier, the United States with the partisanship, it's equivalent to having two alcoholic parents in the household.
I agree.
And the children suffer. And the taxpayers are the children in this instance. And with this, the way this election is heading, we're going to need a ninth justice. So all the other years where they didn't do it in the final year of presidency go out the window. Because somebody's got to start looking out for the taxpayers.
If they're going to defund
the police, how are we going to defend ourselves?
Gene, it's unbelievable. They're going to defund the police. There's going to be a national push to do that. But you know what's crazy? The American people, liberal and conservative, have seen what it's like defunding the police in Minneapolis, in Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York, and they hate the idea. Because homicides are going up, theft is going up, burglaries are through the roof, and they're emptying the prisons at the same time. When we come back, inside the debates with the man who makes the decisions, Frank Fahrenkopf, there's few better guests in the world.
Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
Trump had no political option but to proceed. If he left it open, Biden was going to use it the way Trump used the Scalia seat in 2016, no doubt about it. Also, that's what his voters want, right? Trump's base would not want him to chance losing the seat. They would be very angry with the president if he said, we'll just see what happens. They want this seat.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Brett Baer.
Anchor of The Daily Briefing, co-host of The Five, Dana Perino.
Remember you heard narratives all along that President Trump didn't really want to win, or maybe he was going to drop out.
I never believed that. Like, he absolutely wants to win. He wants to win re-election so much that he announced his re-election effort on his first inauguration day. I think Joe Biden wants to win-ish. You just wonder, like, is the fire in the belly? Is the hunger really there?
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Living the Bream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court.
The legacy, the seat that is left open now by Justice Ginsburg.
She enjoyed friendships with uncommon bedfellows, people like Justice Scalia, but recognized that at the end of the day, they served an institution and they did so with dignity and honor.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A California firefighter that is truly a real-life superhero makes today's Dean's List. Grant Newnham was driving home after his 60-hour shift with the San Jose Fire Department when his girlfriend, Elise, called to tell him a wildfire was threatening her parents' home. She was having dinner with her folks at their house in Santa Rosa when they got the order to evacuate. The wildfire became the Glass Fire, an incredibly powerful blaze that has burned more than 42,000 acres and forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate in parts of Napa and Sonoma counties. Firefighter Newnham said his normal 48-hour shift was extended, of course, to help out because so many firefighters are battling the wildfires raging across California and the West. When he got there, he started moving the wood pile, the debris, and other flammable materials away from the house. Grant says the house should be safe now that the fire has burned through the area. Grant, we are grateful for your bravery. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Now you have this debate commission's a joke. The commission's a joke. Take a look at the letter they wrote me 4 years ago when they apologized. They were oscillating my mic. They were turning it up and down. So we'll see what happens. But no, I'm not interested in doing a virtual. I'm not Joe Biden. I'm not going to do a virtual debate, sit behind a computer screen. And that gives him the answers because they'll be handing him the answers.
Frank Farenkoff joins us now. He's chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates. The president is extremely upset that without consultation, they decided to make Thursday's debate a virtual event. Frank, I saw you. I know you're in the eye of the storm right now. Thanks so much for joining us at the last minute.
Happy to do it, Brian.
It's great to hear your voice. What is your reaction to the president's reaction?
Well, obviously, and I said this last night on Fox, that they had not prepared him. His staff hadn't prepared him. There, in a virtual debate, if that were to take place, there would be no way that Joe Biden or anybody participating could be sitting before a teleprompter or handed notes. I mean, we explained to the campaign that what would happen, the president, I assume, would want to do it from the Oval Office. He would be at his desk. Biden could be in his cellar, for all that we know. But there would be representatives of the commission there. There would be media there to make sure there was no cheating by him using a teleprompter or anything else. So I don't think when the president said, you know, sitting before a computer, he wasn't well briefed as to how it takes place.
So, Frank, okay, let's say he's convinced that Joe Biden wouldn't have any advantage. Fine. What would have been so hard? Why would it have been better to do it? Any sports leagues would do and say, I need the principals together. This is what we're deciding. So why did you make a unilateral with the debate commission, this is what we're doing decision, and not factor in either campaign?
Fair question. You must realize that the commission was created in 1987 to do what we do because it had fallen apart. The parties won't agree. The candidates won't agree. So for the last 30 years, the commission chooses the locations, sets the dates, chooses the moderators, and does the formats, predicts the formats without any consultation. This is not anything new. This has gone on for decades. That's the way it's done. We were faced, as I specifically said all along, we would be guided by medical assistance for the safety of everyone involved, and particularly in town hall meetings. Because remember, Brian, in a town hall meeting, you not only have the candidates on the stage, but you have a bunch of citizens sitting there on the stage. So that's why we brought in the Cleveland Clinic to advise us throughout the four debates as to what would be safety for whoever was on the stage, including our crew, our cameramen, our lighting people, who were very, very upset. You know, they were on the stage with the president in Cleveland. He wasn't wearing a mask. They're upset. They're concerned about their families. So we, knowing this, knowing what had happened at the White House with the Joint Chiefs now in quarantine, that if the better thing safety-wise, supported by the Cleveland Clinic, was that rather than getting everyone together in a closed room, let's do it vertical. That way everyone will be safe as possible.
Right.
So that's how the decision was made.
You mean virtual. But, Frank, you know that you're the expert. You might be the premier debate expert in the country. You know how things dramatically change virtual, because I have to deal with it every day. We don't have any more in-studio guests. Even in Fox people, I do everything satellite now. We have no in-studio guests. It dramatically changed the tone and tenor of an interview, let alone an extemporaneous debate where you have to react to the other person. So you can imagine being upset. So, but you, it changes the whole texture of it. Wouldn't it have been better to factor in both sides? For example, we're all living with this pandemic. If you pass two negative tests and have those 14 days, I go back to work. So it,
yes, right.
Mark Meadows just wrote me, and I said, do you have any questions for Frank? And he said, not that he can't ask you, but for our audience.
Sure.
He says, the president will have two negative tests before the date. A virtual is not an option. So if he has two negative tests, I could go back to Fox. I can go back to working at the deli. People listening right now can go wait tables again. Why can't the president be the president?
Well, the president can be the president. But how many tests has it tested negative now? We have to go and gather people. And let me tell you something, Brian. The original work was done by the Gallup organization in Miami trying to get people to come and participate and get on stage. It was the worst it's ever been. People are afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid for their families and so forth. So we took the medical way to go from our medical advisors. I don't know the president's doctors. He's probably the best in the world. I'm sure he's getting the best treatment. I sure the heck hope so. But I'm not a doctor. No one on the commission is a doctor. So we have to rely on those people we brought in to advise us. And so he passes one, and then the day before he doesn't pass the other. Then the whole debate's gone because it won't take place. So we wanted to make sure there was a debate. But rather than having none, we thought a virtual was the best way to go and the safest way to go. It's really that simple. Well, people are going to disagree. I understand.
Well, Frank, you have solid thoughts. Obviously, years of experience have helped you here. But here's an example. Why not change the format and make the last one town hall and let these guys compete one-on-one and let them exchange test results to make sure they're okay? And have a, guys, we need a fallback plan of virtual if the president or the vice president fails a test.
You're kind of going where we're going. Let me tell you where we are in this process, okay? As you know, when the president said that he would not participate and would not be in the debate on the 15th, the Biden people said, okay, if he's not going to debate, they scheduled something with one of the networks.
Oh, they can cancel that in a second.
Of course. Let me finish. They can. And then the Trump campaign came back and said, all right, let's not do the 15th. Let's go forward and do the town hall meeting on the 22nd when the last debate is scheduled in Louisville. Now, where it stands right now is that the campaign of Vice President Biden, former Vice President Biden, has said they will be in Nashville on the 15th and they will do either type of campaign or debate. They will either do the original scheduled stand-up with a moderator asking the questions, or they will do a town hall meeting. And if it's up to the Trump campaign to decide which way they want to go, and they'll go either way.
Wow. So, stop me if I'm wrong there. Did you just say that they would show up in Nashville or on the 15th? Would they show up in Miami on the 15th still and cancel
no,
the
no,
AB?
No, the 15th. What they've said now is they've made other plans. I can't force them to do anything, okay? And the president said he wasn't going to debate. But they said on the 22nd, where we're scheduled in Nashville, the Biden campaign would show up and would be willing to do either the regular scheduled stand-up with a moderator and the two candidates, or alternatively a town hall meeting, depending upon what the president's campaign wants to do and the president wants to do, subject to, of course, all the medical clarifications and protocols being followed.
So, Frank, so the 22nd looks like it's probably going to happen, and they'll go agree on a format. Either way, it sounds like the Biden camp will bend.
Yeah.
But on the 15th, just judging by the way sports has bent and the way everybody's schedules have changed, we watch it every day. You know, we watch people walk off the court. Next thing you know, the NBA is changing everybody's schedule.
Yeah.
And you don't have an audience if it's a non-town hall. This ABC thing could go away in a second. All the Biden people have to do is say, we'll show up on the 15th. If you can have the Cleveland Clinic consult with Walter Reed, leave candidates out of it, and decide a protocol to see if the president is, in fact, COVID-free and everyone's fine. To me, that would have been a better way. Reach out to Walter Reed and say, you're the doctors. I'm worried about the health of the town hall participants and my other candidate.
No, absolutely. And it's my understanding that the doctor's lawyers, or the president's doctors, have been in contact with the Cleveland Clinic all the way along here. But there's still that concern as to whether or not it would have happened. When would that happen? We're talking about something that will happen in less than a week if it had originally gone forward. Less than a week. So and right now, as I understand it, and again, I'm not a doctor, Brandon, I'm not trying to be. At this point in time, there is no evidence whatsoever whether or not when the president tested negative. And as you know, as I think you said, you have to be tested twice in two consecutive days.
Absolutely. Frank, did you consider this? Did you consider this making an announcement saying we are on for the 15th, but if the president does not test positive, does not get two negative tests, we're going to do it virtual, and then just say the fallback. Will not be able to do it if he's positive anyway.
We made a decision. We're going to go virtual for safety. That was it. It wasn't to try to help anybody. I don't know how anybody gets help out of this one way or another, whether Biden gets help or Trump gets help. I think the president could handle that very well if he's well. I don't think it makes any difference, but we're gonna err on the side of making it safe for the people who work for us, for any audience, and particularly in a town hall meeting where you're going to have people from the community on the stage, if we can get enough people on the stage who aren't afraid of what's happening.
Right.
I mean, look at the history here. To be fair, look at the history. If you're an average citizen and you're looking, the White House, supposedly the safest place on earth, I mean, everyone in the staff almost is down. The Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine. Their families are concerned for them and their safety. So we decided we're going to do what's safe, what's the safest thing we can do.
Right. But there's so much at stake, and you know how much different. I don't have to tell you. You could write 25 books on debates. You know how much different it is to do
not
virtual as opposed to face-to-face where you're looking someone in the eye.
I was the chairman of the Republican National Committee in 1984 and 1988. I was President Reagan's chairman. And so I know also the troubles that go on in campaigns. So I'm not only looking at it from a debate side, but someone who was very, very involved in presidential races. So I know the tension. I know the pressure. And in this case, I feel for the staff, really, because I don't think they knew what the president was going to say when he went on Maria's show that morning. And so
when did you tell him, Frank? When did you tell both camps?
About 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes before we announced. We particularly did it in the morning after, but Brian, we didn't want to step on the debate. If we had come out when the decision was made by the commission, it would have interfered with the coverage of the debate the next day. So that's why we waited until the next morning after all the papers had gone to bed, and therefore we wouldn't interfere with the analysis of what had happened on the stage between the vice president.
But Frank, you did. Because I was on the air, and the minute this came across, we no longer were talking about the vice presidential debate, and it was become like the third story on every network. I flipped around. So by coming out at 7 in the morning, you prevented us really from doing thorough analysis, especially when the president reacted and the Biden camp reacted. That became the third or fourth story, and according to most people, it hurt probably the Trump camp more because the vice president was able to do something the president wasn't, and that's defend his decisions.
Well, as I said, the decision was made not to announce it the night of the debate, but the next morning.
Do you see how it hurt?
I don't think it. Listen, I'm a good Republican, okay? And my whole life has been involved with the Republican Party. And what I try to do, and this sounds trite, Brian, but when we formed the commission a long, long time ago, Paul Kirky's no longer the co-chairman, we both pledged to each other that when we were doing work, having to do with the commission over the time, I would never wear an RNC hat, he would never wear a DNC hat, we'd always wear a USA hat. And I think the fact that we're here 33 years later is that we've tried and done the best to do the right thing and the fair thing. And so that's something that I'm committed to. It's my legacy, my gift back to my country who has given me so much. And people will always misunderstand and they disagree. That's the way the nature of politics. It's the nature of our country. But nothing was done intentionally to hurt the president, help Biden, or vice versa.
How long did they negotiate the details of this, the moderate, the cities? How long did both sides negotiate this?
Here's what we do. About a year ahead of time, we send out to all the colleges and universities in the country as to whether or not they want to host. It's sort of like a request for a bid, okay? The requirements there, there's got to be so many hotel rooms within a certain period of closeness, so for the media and so forth. We have technical people then going, looking at the bids. They go out, our lighting people, our sound people go out and look. They come back. We cut the list, then the Secret Service goes out. Secret Service has got to be satisfied that it's a campus that can be locked down. And then we make the decision where. Our perfect decision-making would involve one in the west, one in the northeast, one in the south, and one in the center of the country. Doesn't always work that way because we don't get sometimes enough of the bids that will do it. In fact, a couple of times, Washington University in St. Louis has been the west coast or the Western.
Yeah, but Frank, I just wonder when you can't, what do the camps negotiate?
They don't negotiate anything. We pick the dates. We pick the locations. We pick the moderators, and we pick the format that's going to be used. Now, we will talk with them if there's something that comes up that has to be adjusted. Sometimes we always wanted to have one standing at a podium, one town hall meeting, and one seated at a table. So the American people will see these candidates and judge them in different environments.
So nobody had any say in anything. So, okay, I thought there was negotiations back and forth. That's my bad.
No. Okay. And I know that. I watched it this morning. I was on the treadmill watching you guys. I mean, they're not involved. We will make things if it does not – the change that they want does not indicate something about the integrity of what we're doing.
Right.
Really, the people on this commission are good people. They're good Americans.
And Frank, you've been very kind with your time, and we've met before. My last real question to you. Steve Scully, who people say is a great guy, I've never met him, but he interned for Joe Biden. He tweeted out, "Never Trump, never." There's a huge picture of them arm in arm with each other. Why wouldn't that eliminate him immediately just for the perception of biasness?
We looked at it. I'll tell you why. We went with Steve for a couple of reasons. Number one, and I think you probably know him, Steve is a man of great integrity, okay? He worked for Biden. He was in law school, and he became an intern. Law school students are looking where they get an intern. That's when he interned from. I don't know about this question of whether or not he tweeted something out. I do know, and you probably pick up on it in a minute, that he was hacked. There are apparently something now that's being on television on the radio saying that he talked to Scaramucci, who's the guy who was in the White House for a while? Scaramucci, and that he's been talking to Scaramucci. He was hacked. It didn't happen.
All right. I have not heard that denial, so that's interesting. Frank, I cannot thank you enough for your time and for answering every question. I hope they can work it out. I still hope we can get two more debates. Frank, thanks so much.
That's our dream, and thank you, Brian. You know where I am. Okay. Don't hesitate to call me.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLP.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This big noon Saturday on Fox.
Touchdown!
It's the Red River Showdown. Number 22, Texas. Take on Oklahoma. Rising star Spencer Rattler looks to become the next legendary Sooner. As he clashes playmaking Longhorn QB Sam Ellinger in one of the game's greatest rivalries.
Wow!
It all starts with a big noon kickoff pregame show at 10. And then it's the AT&T Red River Showdown. Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
Trump had no political option but to proceed. If he left it open, Biden was going to use it the way Trump used the Scalia seat in 2016, no doubt about it. Also, that's what his voters want, right? Trump's base would not want him to chance losing the seat. They would be very angry with the president if he said, we'll just see what happens. They want this seat.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020, it's in your hands. Fox News, America is watching.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. So Joe Biden's ABC town hall is still an obstacle. I don't think it's an obstacle. You could pull that thing in a second. They put it together in a second. You could pull it out. I thought Frank was very sincere, but I just think the ramifications were bad. The vice presidential debate was great for the vice president, and it was no longer the big news. So that's a problem. The president will never agree to a virtual. I, as much as I respect Frank, I just think it was the wrong move that they didn't have to make. And keep in mind, the Scaramucci thing is this. Scaramucci, evidently, they say that Scully went out to Scaramucci and said, the president just ripped me. What should I do? And he said, don't worry about anything. We have plans. He's been through enough. We're about to hit him with something else. I'm just paraphrasing both. And now Frank says he's been hacked. So that was your moderator for the second debate. Anyway, Gary, real quick, WNEB, Gary, Daytona.
Hey, Brian, good morning, and it will be quick. About 8 or 9 days ago, when the president was at the hospital, I was watching a news media, and it showed all the get well was coming in from around the world, and Boris Johnson was there wishing him well, wearing a jacket that said Build Back Better. And I'm looking at the clip, and I see a bulldozer in the back, Build Back Better.
Unbelievable.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-718-4498. That's 800-718-4498 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wish for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was it, 700 home runs, the other was to play 20 years, and the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.